What's poppin'? It's a new week with the Drew and Mike Show in the Deals in the D.com studios. And I wanted to mention, I saw some people on the, might have been the fan page, talking about donating money because we're going to go out of business. And I just wanted people to know.
We're going out of business?
Well, we're slightly short of advertisers because we lost a couple, at least temporarily. And so, yeah, we did go into 2019 on the best note, financially speaking. But I didn't want people to think that it was a desperate plea for cash. It was just noting that the donate bar is there. Mm-hmm. And all those people who are donating $5 a month or whatever, it really adds up and it's a big help. So
Thank you.
All I was trying to say. And the Amazon portal, which I sent you something. Somebody said they couldn't get in it.
Oh, because he had an ad blocker on. If you have an ad blocker on, it doesn't really, it won't work because it's considered an ad, so it blocks it.
Okay. Well, anyway, we appreciate everyone who is helping in whatever way they can, including our newest sponsor. Facebook is sponsored again by, of all people, Mesa Tacos and Tequilas. Hey. Full disclosure, I am a partner, but that doesn't mean it isn't conveniently located in the heart of downtown Royal Oak on Main Street between 3rd and 4th Street. And if you're looking for the hottest Super Bowl party this year, look no further than Mesa Tacos and Tequila. They have everything you need. Great Mexican food and a 35-foot TV. This is the one thing I feel like we haven't really marketed about Mesa is that giant. Is there a bigger screen anywhere?
I've never seen a bigger screen than that.
That sounds delicious.
It's completely insane. It's so huge. And anyway, they got a free nacho bar at halftime. Free jerseys.
What?
I'm not aware of this. I wonder what this is costing.
Did you miss a meeting?
Possibly. And Super Bowl swag bags.
I guess you did miss a meeting.
Wow, I really did. So yeah.
Savory and delicious.
But I know a lot
of people. I like the booze there.
Yeah.
The booze is really good.
The tequila, there's lots of tequilas if you're a tequila person.
And your zesty Mexican margaritas and bean burritos will have you heading south of the border. Adios, everyone.
And I know a lot of people have Super Bowl plans. And if you do, still Michigan basketball, Michigan State basketball, Big Ten basketball. That screen is so huge. And I got TVs all over the joint. So anyway, Mesa, thanks for joining us as our Facebook sponsor. Even though we're not on Facebook today, they're still our sponsor. You can still take my advice and take in some great Mexican food and a giant screen at Mesa in Royal Oak. Let's see.
Thank you.
Where to start? You know, I'm getting a lot of feedback on the Fire Festival documentaries.
Oh, yeah. They're both really good.
And should we cue up the...
Yeah, the highlight
Netflix
of both documentaries?
Yeah, it's probably the highlight of both. It's
Netflix.
It's a point, and both documentaries are great. I think the Netflix one is a little better.
It is. Why do you think it's better?
I didn't really get anything out of Billy McFarlane being interviewed.
Oh, I think that was the best part of the Hulu one. I like the Netflix one better because it was a lot more of post-arrival, like less of his background.
That's true. I liked them both.
Really, if you watch them both, watch the Hulu one first and then the Netflix one.
So the Hulu one was the one that we kind of dissected on the show, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And it was very good. This one, I like the footage of Billy.
You know why?
And Ja Rule also, who I feel, I cannot believe this guy is so off the hook. What an absolute ass.
I guess Ja Rule makes any meeting better. The meeting with the, after Fire Festival
after
blew up.
The
he
failure.
Really had a lot of great thoughts and inputs.
I got to tell you.
You know why that had all the footage? I think this Netflix one was produced by that Fuck Jerry Media Group. So they had a ton of footage. But you find out a lot more about Graham and the other people that worked inside the Fire Festival.
And Graham was the asshole, right?
Total dope.
And there's a GoFundMe for the Fire Festival employees, the people that worked for this dope.
Yeah.
They followed him into, I mean, honest to God, I'm stunned that many people continued working on this thing. I don't want to call them complicit, but I'm now, you know,
you're talking about the people down in the Bahamas, right?
No, I'm talking about the people who worked for the app.
Oh, really?
Aren't they the ones that go, who's the GoFundMe for? I thought it was for their work. And I was like, hey, what about the lady that ran the bar that lost $50,000 because she entertained all the.
I thought that's who it was for.
Oh, is that
her?
Who it's
because
for?
She paid them out of her own pocket.
Yes.
Okay, well, then definitely. I would give money to that.
That's
to
a
that
legitimate GoFundMe.
GoFundMe.
She was all over the documentary. Felt really bad for her.
But this thing was just such complete insanity.
Don't you kind of feel bad for the people that were working on the Fyre app that had nothing to do with the festival?
A little bit. I just think anybody who follows Billy McFarland was going in the wrong direction. But that's easy to say now. I don't have all this ha ha ha. You know, a lot of people think it's so funny, and I feel bad for a lot of these people, even the people that went. I can't believe you would go to a concert because there's supermodels in a commercial, but
yeah, FOMO.
Influencers. You don't want to miss out. It'd be a great place to get your next Instagram photo.
Well, that makes me not like them, now that you put it that way.
All right, this part's queued up.
Okay, this is when everything's falling apart. There's no money for anything. Well, the interesting part is, how did the employees think they were going to get paid when they couldn't pay for the things to build the infrastructure to...
Because Billy was so positive. And I think at one point they said that any time there was like an issue with that, he managed to come up with money. Like, he just had this miraculous way...
Of scamming people.
Well, yeah.
Of lying to people.
Yeah, but they saw it as raising capital. How about, which I had never heard of this lady. Who is this blonde lady?
Oh, Corolla?
Yeah.
I have no idea, but she lost her ass.
Oh, big time. But he would always go back to this blonde lady who I assume had the hots for Billy.
Who's that broad?
Oh, wasn't she older?
Yeah. That's why I think she had the hots
for him. Oh, okay. Maybe.
Probably banging her.
You want to look up Corolla?
And that's all they referred to her. There was no first name.
I know. Maybe she's a one-name person. We just don't know. Well, hold that
She's
video.
She's the heir to the Corolla car fortune?
Or Adam Corolla's mom?
Maybe.
Daughter? I don't know. Hold this. This is the most incredible thing you'll see in either documentary, if you should see it. But first, Gabara and the hottest sales staff in Oakland County want to give you a big shout-out and thank you to Trudy for picking up the slack and doing our reads when I bailed to take a Zipfiz break. And also, the North American International Auto Show is here, and that means it's time to celebrate with Zotford's annual Auto Show extravaganza. Somebody told me, and I watched about 45 minutes of the Channel 7 show, that Fouts made his way in the footage.
45 minutes.
Oh, really?
That he was with some young thing?
No, always.
Squiring some young, undried up.
Fuck that shit.
I don't know if that's true or not. This includes insane rebates and massive Auto Show bonus cash. You can still lease a 19 Ford Fusion Hybrid, yes, hybrid, as low as $80 a month with zero cash due, or lease a new 19 Ford all-wheel drive Escape as low as $131 a month. Finally, if the number one selling truck in America is more, finally, if the number one selling truck in America is more your jam, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, this lingo is just too hip for me. Lease a new 19 Ford F-150 Super Crew 4x4 as low as $112 a month. They've been featuring that for over a week now. Only from dealsnad.com and our friends at Zot Ford.
I don't know what that means, to play us out. What does that mean?
In Holly.
Corolla?
Yeah.
Do you want to know who she is?
Yeah.
Corolla Jane. She is the wife of Credit Suisse juggernaut Bob Jane.
Okay.
So I don't know why she was the one or how do they know, but... She's the one that spent most of the money with
is
them.
Adam's in the rotation today, aren't they?
If they're in there, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Heading home at the end of a long work day should feel good, but for men with a failing marriage, home can be far more stressful than work. Maybe it's time to call Adam, the American Divorce Association for Men. There are significant advantages to being the spouse to file for divorce first. If divorce is your future, get divorced on your own terms. Adam, aggressive, diligent, uncompromising representation for men facing divorce since 1988. Call Adam at 248-284-4280.
Consider that a divorce.
There you go. So the festival is, they've had so many fires to put out. Everything is running behind. There's no luxury experience for anyone. And, you know, I thought it was smart, some of the people involved in the marketing who said, you know what, we should lower expectations before the festival.
Yeah. That one guy with the cool name, Mark with a C, who was all over it, kept saying, he's like, look, you already lost. They're going to find out sooner or later.
Yeah.
Let's just own it.
I thought that was really smart. And not to mention the myriad of people, which is virtually everyone who said, you've got to postpone this. It's not ready. And because he was scamming people out of money and money was pouring in and he was paying things as he went, if they stopped and waited 4 months, all those people would be chasing after him and he'd have no way to scam new people for money to pay the old people. So he had to do it. It had to be done that day. It just had to be.
Yep.
But anyway, they've run into a problem because they've got a lot of water coming in, which they desperately need, and it's being held because they haven't paid for it.
I don't think. Do you think he knew what customs is or how it works?
No, because they had no walkie talkies.
Like, oh, there's Marston Cool, the cool market. Like,
no time left.
I don't think he's that
then
cool.
There was no festival. It's possible that by solving problems, we were just enabling them to continue to create this monster.
Look at that dope Billy. You hey, stupid Grant. Jackass. By the way, why does he go by
Did
Billy?
Did Andy ever tell you how Billy? He had to get the water out?
Oh, yeah.
Did Andy tell you about how to get the water out?
I don't know what Andy yeah. does, but who he is.
It was he loves like scarfs, fucking though. Crazy.
It's a ridiculous
I'm not going to talk about that.
Why?
Let me tell you something. We had four containers filled, four 18-wheeler trucks filled with Evian water.
Here,
but I had left the week before for 2 days to go to meetings in Bermuda for the America's Cup. And when I came back, I'd missed the big meeting with Customs. And of course, Customs had said to Billy and the gang, you need to pay us $175,000 in cash today for us to release the water. I went down. Well, Billy called me. I'm going to speak completely, you know, this won't go that far, I'm sure, but Billy called and said, Andy, we need you to take one big thing for the team. Mm. And I said, oh my gosh, I've been taking something for the team every day. He said, well, you're our wonderful gay leader, and we need you to go down. Will you suck dick to fix this water problem? And I said, Billy,
that sounds
what?
Delicious.
He said, Andy,
is the customs
if you will go
gay?
Down
is that
and
what that
suck
means?
Cunningham's dick.
Who- well, a couple things. I didn't have a woman he could have asked that to.
Well, that's what I mean. Is the customs guy gay?
I have no idea. Well, look up Cunningham.
Cunningham.
And that's all he says. I mean, he goes by one name, too.
He's the head of customs and get him to clear all of the containers with water, you will save this festival. And I literally drove home, took a shower. I drank some mouthwash. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm really, and I got into my car to drive across the island to take one for the team. And I got to his office fully prepared to suck his dick. But he couldn't have been nicer. And he's like, Andy, listen, I will release all the water. I will let you serve it. But I want to be one of the first people to be paid this import fee for what you're doing. And I said, okay, great. And I got back and I had all the water that we needed. Can you imagine in my 30 years of a career that this is what I was going to do? I was going to do that,
wait,
honestly,
why?
To save the festival.
Why?
Why is he revealing that? Why didn't he just say, you know what, he told me to do that, and I'm really repulsed by that. I went down there and negotiated. Why is he revealing that he was going to suck his dick?
Unless he really did.
Well, how good a blowjob does this guy give that the guy's going to release the water for a...
I better go put that penis in my mouth.
For a BJ? The guy's going to... How do they know that?
Nice. I love the...
I think the reporting's incomplete on this story.
I love the quid pro quos you can get away with in the Bahamas. This guy's supposed to be in charge of customs. He basically paid $175,000 for a blowjob. Or didn't if he didn't get a blowjob.
That is pretty freaky that anything can get done with a BJ when you'd rather, you know, pay the cost of a million BJs to get out of giving one.
But how about McFarland just going, hey, you're the gay guy. Go take one for the team and blow.
Well, is he being Me Too'd for this? Shouldn't we Me Too him on top of everything
independent
else?
Independent contractor. And it's in Bahamas. It's international waters.
Still
it doesn't
me
count.
It's still Me Too action, in my opinion.
What? That is utterly insane. But how about the guy just fine with it? He's going to go do it. Sounds like maybe he offered.
The next thing on my list was also on Netflix, Abducted in Plain Sight, which is the most insane documentary about a pedophile who comes real close with his family. The two families are close. He's really zeroed in on this 12-year-old girl to the point that people are like, what's all the attention?
How did he know him?
They live near each other.
Oh.
And they were Latter-day Saints, I think, both families.
Oh, great.
So they went to church. So one day he says, I want to take Jan horseback riding. They're like, well, now she's got school. And anyway, and he really is pushy. They relent. He gives her a tranquilizer. She falls asleep. He drives to Mexico.
What?
Yep. Marries her.
Well, they have
Mexico.
To ride horses in Mexico?
I don't think they rode any horses. Oh. He marries her in Mexico and then has her call and say, he's not coming back unless you'll agree to let him marry me in Utah.
What's wrong with Mexico where you just go marry someone there?
I thought that was kind of strange.
We're getting hitched.
Does it have any legal bearing here?
Apparently not, because you need their permission to marry her here. I didn't realize you could marry a 12-year-old with permission anyway.
Then wouldn't he have saved himself a lot of time if he just goes, hey, we got married in Mexico?
I don't know. This is a long time ago.
Sorry.
It's an old story.
But I don't mean to get mired in the legality and the paperwork
of
it all.
Believe me, I had a lot of the same thoughts. So they trace the call. Mm-hmm. They find out where they are. They arrest him.
Good.
The 12-year-old's freaked out. She's in love with him. She also thinks that her father's going to die if she doesn't have a kid by this dude. I mean, it's
why,
a long story.
Because he told her that?
Brainwashing? He made her listen to tapes that said she was half alien, and if she didn't have sex with him, that all these things would happen. And then I think she fell in love with him. I know, it's just a crazy story.
It's really scary.
Meanwhile, this guy, the pedophile,
unlike
had also...
today's kids who are brainwashed by social media.
He had gotten it on with the 12-year-old's mother,
huh?
Who was married. Yes. And so he demanded they drop the charges or he would spill that he'd gotten it on with her.
Wait, he got it on with the mom. Is this after he was married?
No, before.
Or that wasn't good enough for him?
No, he wanted the daughter. He was manipulating the mom. So they dropped the charges.
How hot is this guy?
Not hot at all. Just a real weasel.
Right.
I mean, here's the take.
Oh, God.
Yeah, look at that picture.
Yeah, I don't like
that.
Oh,
this guy is so disgusting.
We'll post that picture.
Here's
I don't like that one.
Here's an even creepier thing. He's very manipulative, very bossy, I don't know how he does it, but he one day comes storming into the father had a store, a florist. He was a florist, I think, had his own business. He comes in there saying, oh, man, I got to get rid of my wife. Our sex life is terrible. I'm so wrought up. And he says, we got to go for a drive. And he takes the father for a drive. And then he tells him, look, if I don't get some relief soon, I'm going to just blow up. Can you just give me some relief?
What?
The dad gives him an HJ.
Wow, this guy's manipulation skills are kind of admirable.
I know. I was blown away. And he and his
how do you get
like,
a guy? Well,
that was the only time I violated my marital vows and I felt terrible.
Oh, wow. A nice old fashioned.
Was he like, well, he's a florist, maybe.
I thought this was incomplete. They should have investigated or should have had some information on, was he bi? Was he bi-curious?
Well,
he just beat the guy off because he felt so bad for him?
He is at least bi-curious.
He made it sound like the guy was so wrought up, I just had to beat him off to, I was convinced he was really having trouble.
As opposed to just dropping him off somewhere?
I don't know. Believe me, I was very confused by this. But then he used that to blackmail them to see the kid again.
Wow.
It's called Abducted in Plain Sight?
Yes.
I'll have to watch that one. It's a newer one.
You like that the HJ part?
How long into the drive, how long did it take him to really accomplish this to get him to beat him off?
I think it was maybe a few miles.
Wow.
I know, and they just stopped in some, area outside of town.
Weird.
I don't believe me. I was sort of stuck on that for the rest of the documentary.
That is really amazing.
It was bizarre.
Well, it's hard to put yourself in the shoes of a 12-year-old girl, but it's easy to put yourself in the shoes of a guy who's another guy's trying to get him to do an HJ.
I couldn't figure
out.
Just
say no.
What happened there? And the wife.
Sorry, I'll rot up. Go elsewhere.
The wife was talking about the affair like she was still just madly in love with this guy.
What?
I know. She was talking about how exciting it was.
Oh, was this a trailer? Yeah.
He was so engaged with the kids, too. I mean, he really was fun. And
he could give me a great feeling about myself. I was attracted to
him. That's the mom.
Oh,
she dug him.
Ominous.
Ugh.
Jan Froberg and Robert Berchtold had an unnatural relationship.
I'll say.
I loved him as deeply as I've ever loved.
Is that
anyone.
The 12-year-old?
My
yep,
brother was
that's
always
her growing
a
up.
Sexual.
It's kind of pretty.
He yeah. always did like
yeah,
his great
girl. Oh, I don't like that picture either.
Berchtold said, "I want to take Jan out horseback riding when she didn't come home."
Thanks for listening to the podcast trailer.
Nervous.
It was a nationwide search.
Jan went with me voluntarily.
The original Tad Cummins.
They bring in aliens and mind-washing.
The mission was that I was to have a child that would save the alien planet by the time I turned 16. The Brobergs say the attacks still continue.
If you're laying a trap for me, I'll kill you.
His number one goal was to seduce Jan Broberg. And if he had to destroy the family, he would do it.
There'll never be anybody for me but Jan. Ugh. Never.
Well, then kill yourself, dude. Because you can't have a 12-year-old.
Spoiler alert.
It's messed up. Oh, really?
No, I'm not saying. I'm just... I'm not going to spoil any more of it. It's an incredible story.
So what, did he get married to her in Utah?
Spoiler alert.
What happened when he
came
back?
I'm not going to say anymore. Got to see the...
What happened to that 12-year-old? She seems pretty well adjusted.
Yeah, she looks great.
She's an actress, actually. She's very pretty.
She's an actress?
I think so. Yeah, she's been done some stuff.
Typical Hollywood.
It's just nuts.
And they're loose morals.
It's absolutely nuts. We haven't gotten to Jim and Tammy yet on 2020 for 2 hours.
God's right? Like, don't drag me into this.
If you're not watching these 2020s, hey, they've just been phenomenal, these two-hour versions.
We got to talk about Jim and Tammy. There's something I did not know that I learned in that.
What?
I didn't know he allegedly had homosex.
Oh, yeah. Lots of homosex.
Because I'm watching and I'm like, God, he seems way more effeminate and kind of gay.
Apparently there was major steam room action.
Really?
Yeah, where he would like offer to give people back massage, and next thing you know, he's pounding them off.
Which, you're once homo, again, you're a homo. If you're getting that back massage, how do you get it to the point where Baker's beating you off?
They're nude in the steam room.
Okay. So why not? When in Rome.
I guess.
What?
But the evangelist who brought Jessica Hahn to Jim Baker, he was gay, and he claims that and Baker just got it on crazy.
See, I didn't see the last half hour, but when they explained that, how Jessica Hahn, how that interaction happened, it's like, oh, there's no way Baker and this guy weren't getting it on then.
They were. He said that a long time ago. You never hear about that anymore. Now Baker's back on TV asking for money again, which, you know, I got so pissed about. I don't get, why is he on TV asking for money again?
That was the other thing I wanted to ask you, because did you ever watch the PTL show?
Oh, yeah.
Did they ever do anything but ask for money? Because they made it seem like 80% of it was begging for money.
It was. A lot of it was.
Wow.
It was insane.
And why weren't you on there? They had other DJs from Charlotte at the time.
I know, Chuck Boozer.
Did you know him?
I knew Chuck Boozer.
Really?
Absolutely.
That's great.
Chuck was on...
Oh God, he acted like he's the one that coined the term pass the loot.
No, that was Robert Murphy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, who was really funny. He was in Chicago for a long time after Charlotte.
Really?
I know he did really well. Chuck was in Charlotte for a long, long time. He pulled a lot of kooky stunts. Like, I think one day he said that Piedmont was bankrupt or something.
Yeah.
Piedmont's in Charlotte. And so nobody went to work.
What?
People didn't go get their flight. It was a big mess. Huge mess. I don't know if he said they were bankrupt or closed or what.
You can never do that today because people just Google it. It sucks.
I know. That was a big deal. He was okay. I think he's still on the radio somewhere.
That's funny.
So the many of us who've gone to see Dr. Yaldo have been giving us feedback. The gist is the feeling of freedom when the nuisance of glasses, reading glasses and contacts are no longer part of your life. No more poking your eyes a couple times a day with contacts. No more forgetting the dumb reading glasses. People tell us about the feeling of confidence and safety at Dr. Yaldo's office, both from him and his great techs. They tell us that seeing 20/20 or better is only part of it. It's also the freedom to be able to see great 24/7, not just when you put the contacts into the glasses on your nose. It's custom LASIK for people under 50 and multifocal implants for those over 50. The evaluation is free, and then the Dronamike discount follows. Call 1-800-398-EYES. If you have a fresh health savings account or a tax return coming, use it to change your life. 1-800-398-EYES or go to YaldoEyeCenter.com. And if you're one of the many Americans who spends 45 minutes or fewer per year on your investments, it's time to give Luke Fawacki and his team a call. Not only will they help you create a plan to help you reach your financial goals, but they will also be there to answer your financial questions as well, so you don't panic and pull all your money out of the market at the bottom, for example. You know, I was talking to somebody who pulled all their money out of the market in November, which,
ooh,
I know the market, I know. I think I oohed him too.
And like they probably accepted all ooze.
Well,
did he get back in, or she?
I don't know if he's back in, to be honest, but when do you go back in? That's the problem, isn't it? Plus, you pay taxes when you leave the market.
Well, it's gonna be, he didn't have any losses he could take.
Well, I think he pulled completely out.
Wow.
I think. I don't know. I'll ask
smart.
You know this person, by the way.
Oh, I do?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, anyway.
Genius, genius.
For a complimentary consultation about your unique financial situation, call Luke Nowacki at 248-663-4748 or email him at lnowacki, L-N-O-W-A-C-K-I, at PinnacleWealthStrategies.com. Security Investment Advisory Services offered through Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC, Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated, separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated.
That best part of that Jim and Tammy Baker thing was Ted Koppel.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot how much I liked
a little bit
Ted
of that?
Koppel.
I know. He was funny as hell, too.
He was great.
It was nice to see him again.
Yeah. He could do a show today, couldn't he?
He could. I absolutely believe he could.
I don't know why he disappeared or retired.
I think they felt that Nightline just couldn't pull ratings like The Tonight Show and...
Well, it's still on.
Letterman.
He could do something else, though.
Well, Jimmy Kimmel doesn't pull the ratings in The Tonight Show or Letterman. I mean, yeah.
Well, there's much more competition, though.
Yeah.
But he's also 78. He might just want to be done, you know.
That yeah, very possibly.
Bring him back for a special here or there.
I agree.
Ted, where you at?
With Barbara Walters, however she's doing.
No, I don't think she's doing as well.
I know. It's really sad.
It is. I like Wawa.
Yeah.
Like she's
just
cool.
Sitting around waiting to die.
I know. That's what it sounds like.
Oh, by the way, this beginning of this 2020, they talk about Jim and Tammy Baker. They talk about what an innovator Jim Baker is because... He wanted to do the Christian version of The Tonight Show, and then he wanted to do the Christian version of X, and Christian version... Like, he just wants to do the Christian version of what's popular. Is that really that innovative?
I guess for that kind of show, maybe it was, but you know what? He just wanted to ask five or six things
they said like that. Like, he just wants to do the Christian... I mean, it worked, so more power to him, but it wasn't that innovative.
It was all about the money. Yeah. You know, he became so corrupted. It's so brutal.
Did you ever buy one of those timeshares?
No, I did not. But
explain
you know these were older people who you know had nothing better to do than watch the PTL Club, and they were very religious, and they thought what better to do than to buy a timeshare 3 nights a year for life at PTL, which was a theme park. It was based on you know it was like
Disney.
Christian Disney, which isn't
there's
isn't
one there,
Disney
there it is
Christian
again.
Enough
the Christian yeah right the Christian version of Disney
so. You know, whether he was, I really thought this guy was all about separating people from their money more than anything else. Because as a builder, he was a piece of shit. He spent too much money. He spent more than he had. So when he promised, he sold 66,000 timeshares. More than could fit in that building for 3 nights a year for life.
Yep.
So he had to raise more money. To pay for the last,
he's kind of like Billy McFarlane.
Yes, he is like. It's very similar, and also the way when all this becomes revealed. Well, unlike Billy McFarlane, Jim Baker's people still loved him and still want bring back the Bakers. They didn't do anything wrong.
Did you ever go to Heritage USA?
Yes, I did.
Really?
I went down the slide.
Did you?
Really? Yeah.
Baker to launch his I wish there was video of that.
You know, Alec and I went, my friend Alec, because he was visiting, was like, let's go to PTL. And it was like, for laughs?
Yes,
we had a good time.
I totally get it. I would want to go, too.
I have to tell you, I think I told you about this. The lifeguards were female and extremely shapely and hot.
Really?
Yes.
Well, big surprise.
I know. Banks!
Baker had always been fascinated by Walt Disney.
Of course, you know this fella here, Mickey Mouse, you know.
Mickey Mouse,
he sat back and said, why can't we have a Christian version of Disneyland?
I had a vision and a plan, and I was a man with fire inside of me to do something for the Christian world.
Had a big hotel, little shops, a big water park.
Drew on the slide.
We didn't have an ocean here, so we brought the ocean to Heritage USA.
It was meant for families. Well, especially with the water park. That was wildly popular.
It was cool.
They laughed when I started it. Some of the critics called it Jim Baker's
Folly. There's Drew again on the water slide.
This park will be
Don't
open.
Don't forget the bakery with
and
two K's.
It will be paid for as well.
It'll be put in a water park. So this is about a $6 million water park with the slides.
You know, we're the first Christians to ever have a wave pool. The Bible says we're fishers of men. What? And this is the bait.
Another part of the PTL experience that people came really from around the world to be a part of was the passion play that was done in an incredible panoramic outdoor amphitheater that was built just for that.
Get on your markers and go! Cut!
Which you find out later, the passion play is the money he used to pay off Jessica.
Yep. You know, I got to Charlotte just as all this was happening, which was, wow, what a time to be there.
Yeah.
And the Charlotte Observer got the story that he had had sex. Well, she said he raped Jessica Hahn and paid her $255,000 in hush money. And that was the blow up.
Yeah.
Then it started coming out that there were some financial irregularities going on and that he was, well, they knew he had on TV shown the world his two beautiful Rolls Royces he flew to Palm Springs to pick up.
Oh, that was ridiculous. And then he felt bad for Tammy, so he got her Mercedes. Brandon, do you know this story at all?
Oh, sure. I know a lot of televangelists and stuff like that.
So did you know Jessica Hahn posed nude?
Yeah, after all this, yeah. She got breast implants and all this surgery. And then
had sex with Sam Kinison,
among other people.
Yeah. Quite a fall.
Might be a team photo there. Just think of that. Jim Baker and Sam Kinison, the same team photo.
Connected, yeah. Gross.
How weird is that?
So, I remember seeing a whole slew of them, not just Baker, but, you know, Swaggart.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Swaggart.
Swags!
With the hole in the pants.
But Bakes started the prosperity gospel or whatever that, hey, it's good if, and people would say this to them, if Jim and Tammy have gold-plated faucets, I think that's what God wants.
What the fuck?
No, they would. They would say things like that.
I don't understand it. I don't get it. There's Bakes today.
And how about this guy, John Gray, in South Carolina, who made a big to-do over,
I surprised my wife with a Lamborghini on her birthday.
Yeah.
And, of course, people went, you bastard, how dare you? And turns out the church bought him a $1.8 million home.
Salvation in Jesus and selling a lot of stuff.
Cures or gets rid of all venereal diseases.
Wow.
That's Baker today.
All venereal diseases that I gave to women.
Bye-bye.
Oh, that show looks so bad. I kind of want to watch them all.
It was really bad, but something very endearing about Tammy Faye.
Yeah. Well, remember when she was on The Surreal Life? What happened?
Yeah. No, she's strangely likable. And honestly, I think a lot of people thought she should have gone to prison too, but I think the checks were just issued to her. I don't think she controlled the money.
Another part of the story is didn't she have a pill problem?
Yeah.
How about that story where she was walking nude?
Oh, yeah.
And the guy's like, that was really out of her character.
She also tried to jump out of a plane. I think when they were flying her to rehab, she tried to grab the door and jump out.
I guess she didn't want to go.
I think she was taking a low. You're going into a rehab.
Oh, I think.
Oh, there we go. Yeah. Yeah, Falwell, he had agreed to step down and let Jerry Falwell take over.
Yeah.
And then he changed his mind about a week later, and Falwell's like, no, I don't think so, Jim.
Oh, what a dick.
Statements by individuals who ought to know, who have stated that Reverend Baker has been involved in homosexual incidents.
Oops!
And to Jerry Falwell, this is shocking.
The charge of homosexuality resonated in a different way 30 years ago than it does today. Back in 1987, if you accused a man of being gay, that was pretty much enough to pull the rug out from under him.
Jim, I must tell you,
many a time,
I would be doing a disservice to God and to the church at large to allow you to come back here now or ever.
God's like,
started out as a friendly takeover becomes a hostile takeover in short order.
It's already been called a civil war and a holy war.
I call them godfathers of the gospel. They were looking for a way to bump each other off with lies and innuendo and scandal, like the mob used to do with machine guns.
He changed his story several times as to whether Jerry came to him as the compassionate fellow minister and said, let me help you here. And then later he said, no, he stole it from me.
Didn't he have his own thing before?
Yes, he did in Lynchburg.
PTL on March 17. is like accusing someone of stealing the Titanic just after it hit the iceberg.
Good one.
Once it's clear that Jerry Falwell is not going to step aside and turn the ministry back over to Jim and Tammy.
And Jim needs to deal with reality and confess his sin, get right in, and get his life back in line.
Yeah. They go on the offensive. And they do what they do best. They go on television.
1 minute.
One of my officers called me and said, Don, they're rolling some TV stuff in here. I said, who is it?
It's the head of
one
security.
One of the ladies that was out there told me it was Nightline. And I said, we're not going to do Nightline. And they said, well, they think they are. So I did everything I could do to try and stop that interview.
Yeah, good job.
Need to get a plan.
Good evening. I'm Ted Koppel, and this is Nightline.
Ted Koppel, I didn't feel like we were going to compete with him very well.
Are you getting a slight echo back of our voice?
No, I'm not at all.
I didn't think that he was unkind, but I knew he wasn't going to be hoodwinked. And I saw that as a problem.
Okay, good.
There are certain interviews you just, you can't not do.
The continuing saga of the PTL Club have taken on the irresistible dimensions of a national soap opera.
When it's the biggest story of the day, it's like saying, you know, would I want to sit down with Donald Trump today? You bet. I'll come out of retirement to do an interview.
Someone
I'll come
hired
back
Ted.
From the
I'd
grave
like to, see that.
To do the interview, you know.
Jim and Tammy Baker. Why in heaven's name did you agree to come on? Why are you willing to talk now?
Well, great question. We have been quiet for these many, many weeks, and it's been devastating to us what we've been going through.
The only question was how he was going to defend himself.
You don't think that Jerry Falwell is a stupid man, do you, Mr. Baker?
No, not at all.
He levels charges against you, homosexuality, from 1956 to the present, effectively engaging in something approaching rape with Jessica Hahn.
How else could they keep Jim and Tammy from being restored to their ministry unless they keep putting these charges on top of us?
And as for the homosexual advances going back to 1956, you're saying that's a lie?
Yes, that's
31
that's
years
true.
Of homo actions?
I love that it's not just that he engaged
we
in it, but
go back to PTL and work for nothing if God wants that.
Yeah, well, maybe you would, but you didn't. And the fact of the matter is, not only did you not work for nothing, you worked for a great deal.
The board of directors, with me out of the room, always voted on our salary. Tammy had nothing to do with our salary.
I mean, you know, money is so trivial, so irrelevant to them, right? Jerry Falwell, at a press conference earlier that day, had brought out this little note, handwritten from Tammy Faye.
From the desk of Tammy Baker.
There was just a shopping list in which she's sort of laying out the, all right, you want us to go quietly, here's what we want.
Jim's salary for a lifetime at $300,000 per year. Tammy's salary for a lifetime, $100,000 annually.
Sexist!
House on the lake and the furniture in it. Two cars, and we want a maid for 1 year. I don't see any concern for the welfare of this ministry in that kind of request. I see the greed that brought them down.
And she didn't deny it.
Ted, what Jerry did was he asked us what we felt that after all these years of ministry, leaving the ministry, what we should have. And you know when you're negotiating,
you start out at the top.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Here they were, these poor babes in the ward, lambs who had been sheared.
God loves you.
But when it came right down to it, they were tough negotiators.
God loves you.
He really does.
Bye-bye.
All right, thank you both very much for being with us.
Thanks!
We will donate every penny of our profits to charity.
Keeping only enough money to cover changing our lives in a major way.
Wow. Yeah, $300,000 in 1987, or 88, I think it was 87. That was a lot of dough.
Yeah. Wow.
A lot of dough.
I wonder.
And 100 for Tammy? That should be a Me Too moment almost.
Let's see. They say it would be almost $700,000 now.
I thought the way they asked for
doing nothing. because then we're going to be part of it.
And then I was also looking up the Jessica Hahn pictures. Wow.
Yeah, she looked. She looks.
Yeah,
much
she
better.
Looked really good. That Sam Kinison Wild Thing video. She looked pretty hot.
That Wild
Thing. Yeah, it was. Yeah.
I thought their pitch to get money was a little weird, though.
Fat men, white men, old men, young men. Just long they got money and crack cocaine, I can have mine every day.
Is that Tammy?
Yeah, I think that was her.
There she is.
Wasn't that bad.
I know. It's just the hair looks so dated. Her hair.
Yeah.
Yeah, Billy Idol is in this, too.
I know.
Wow, she is hot.
Yeah, those are...
Tommy Lee. Of course Tommy Lee's in this.
She regrets all this now, she says.
Why?
I don't know.
She born again now?
She lives on a 45-acre piece of land in... Wait, is it the desert of Arizona or California? I can't remember which.
What did she do after Playboy, after this stuff, when it calmed down? Did she
was on a radio show in Phoenix when I was there.
Really?
Yes.
Did she change again?
No. It was
insulting.
You know what's interesting? I read about that while I was watching this. It was on Y95 in Phoenix, and it was Glenn and Tim. And Zip and I knew Tim, Tim Hattrick. Mm-hmm. He's on KNIX now. The other one was Glenn Beck.
Really?
Glenn Beck.
The Glenn Beck?
The Glenn Beck.
No shit.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
I know.
Huh.
It was a top 40 show. I'm 90% sure it's the same Glenn Beck, because I was reading about Tim, and they were saying, Glenn, of course, went on to such grand things.
Huh. How long was she? How long was Jessica
on? I don't think she was on that long. She was supposed to be the weather girl or something. God. Something.
So it was a
sexist.
It was a stunt.
Yeah, I think it. I don't know how long. I think she ended up being doing nights eventually. Might be easy to look up. But
she was never married, right? And she's
married now.
She's married.
Frank Lloyd. She's no longer active in show business and lives on a ranch north of L.A.
That's it. Oh, okay.
45-acre ranch. 45-acre.
Jackson-sized ranch.
This Jackson...
45.
This Jackson doc.
Yeah.
I was reading about...
You know it's good because the family's mad.
Oh, they're really mad. And these guys are going to say that they had sex with him for years until he lost interest.
Isn't one of them that Wade Robeson,
yeah, who testified in his defense before. And
he's kind of
a
nut.
I have a heart
nut,
and I have
but...
feelings. I feel that when you do that to me. It's not nice.
Wade also
don't do it.
Banged Britney Spears.
He did?
Yeah, I think that... This is so dumb.
What a weird team photo he is. Sorry.
Britney Spears, it's a pretty strong pop team photo Wade Robeson has. I don't know what pop is. Did he bang Madonna too?
Sorry I said that.
But I think when, remember when Justin Timberlake...
People get airbrushed out of a team photo if the circumstances are...
No, no. Once you play, like, OJ's stats are still relevant.
Oh boy.
In the NFL. But I think that Cry Me a River song, the breakup song that Timberlake wrote about, was when she was dating him.
Okay. Really?
Yeah, which makes the song...
Is this dude hot?
Softer. Well, hot enough for two big pop stars.
He was in Jackson's show. They showed this. They were in matching outfits.
Right.
Yeah, here's Robson.
When he's like 12.
Yeah. I think it's the next picture. Next one.
Who, by the way, who lets a 12-year-old tour with someone who's been just been barely found not guilty of child molestation? I mean,
wait,
just barely.
Opening.
Yeah.
You know, the other 12-year-old's not going to be there.
Well, he's going to be attacked. I mean, he's already being attacked. Hold on. Let me just get
did you
this
see the
in.
Story of Paris Jackson, by the way?
Yes, I did. She's going into treatment for her emotional well-being.
Yeah, she's very sad.
It's very nice when you can just go to treatment because you're emotionally a little off.
Great health care she has.
She worked really hard last year, too, from what I gathered. Yeah. I don't know what she did, but she worked really hard. Listeners keep telling us how much they love Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram because they go above and beyond their customers. Whenever listeners need something, Jeff Schneider, the general manager, and Thad Zott, the owner, go the extra mile. They dive in and handle it themselves. They don't just hand listeners off to any willy-nilly salesperson. Call either location. Ask for Jeff Schneider's cell. He'll work with you directly. During Zott Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram's 2019 Auto Show event, you can lease the truck of the year, a new 19 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab, for just $169 a month, $169 a month. And Zott will double your Auto Show bonus cash because that doubles your auto show bonus cash. You can lease a new 19 Jeep Compass Limited for $199 a month. There's also awesome auto deals, auto show deals on Wrangler at Zot with employee pricing for everyone on the all-new 18 Jeep Wranglers in stock. No discount number needed. Simply show and get employee price on a brand new Wrangler. So here come the deals.
Mm-hmm.
Only at dealsinthed.com.
They act like the first day of the auto show is huge considering the weather.
Oh, the big turnout?
Yeah. I mean, the weather was terrible.
Yeah, well, it's the auto show. Of course.
But I mean,
of course it's terrible. It is freezing all of a sudden.
Yeah.
David Hall and the Hall Financial Team are the team to go to if you're looking to purchase a home or refi. You've heard it from our listeners, over 500 five-star reviews because they always put you first. 72% of Hall Financial's business is referral because realtors trust them. Their clients love them. Don't just take it from us, though. One of our listeners who worked with them said, if you're going to work with someone in the Metro Detroit area, this is your team. From start to finish, they're attentive. Made the process easy. Checked in with me every 2 days, even if there was no news. On top of the elite service, I closed on my home 2 weeks early. Even the sellers were impressed. They are fast and diligent. Also, holiday time is just went by. And hopefully you're enjoying not having that payment if you refi with Hall Financial. If it's a refi, your first home, a dream home, whatever it is, click the link on the Drew and Mike podcast website, fill out the online form, or you can go to drewandmike.hallfg.com. You won't be disappointed, or you can call 248-308-5000, NMLS number 1467435. We may, at some future time, have to open the Hall Financial Hotline because there's a new porn star. A man is paralyzed who wanted to do porn.
Uh-huh.
He's paralyzed in a cheerleading accident. Lost use of his legs and from his biceps down. And he wants to show that people in wheelchairs can get it on, too.
Still get hard.
You know, I wasn't sure about that part because in the video, I guess he performs oral on a dude.
Oh, well, that was a twist I wasn't
expecting. I know, I was expecting that either.
Yeah, his lifelong goal was to be a male porn star, I think.
That, even before he was injured?
I believe so.
Wow.
You want to? This is a breaking news, by the way, in the Gay Star News.
The Gay Star News.
Yes,
New York Post is where I found it.
Well, it was, but the Gay Star News broke the story.
Oh, you're right.
What else are they talking about in the Gay Star News?
See, I know my breaking news. Right. Some people are fooled by reprinted stories, but
it's not fake news.
I knew this originated with the Gay Star News.
Here it is.
Let's see.
They'll start following Gay Star News on Twitter. That's a good idea.
Let's see.
I'm trying to be as inclusive as I can be. Today?
Oh, wow. You know, they have a lot of interesting stories, I suppose.
Like what?
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez gives LGBTI inclusive speech at the Women's March. Chinese TV censors male stars' earrings to protect traditional gender roles.
Already?
Sure.
So they use already? LGBTI.
Yeah.
So no longer LGBTQ.
Wait, what's the I for?
I don't know.
I can't keep it. Things are going so fast, I can't keep up with it. You know, we were talking about the word
art. Stands for intersex.
What about Q? Is that not... I got bumped? Q got bumped for I?
And that was queer, right?
Yeah.
I was involved in a discussion about all the changing terms, words, you know, pronouns, et cetera, et cetera. And somebody asked, and I won't say who, because they'll be in trouble. They won't be allowed to work again. They were talking about...
No. It's okay to have a conversation.
Okay. They were talking about the word colored.
Yeah.
And saying that you can say people of color.
Mm-hmm.
How did that get so bad? And the other one was retarded,
mm-hmm.
which is the worst word ever. And what is the word? What are you supposed to use for that word now? Special needs?
Well, I think that when most people used it, they weren't really using it. Calling somebody a special needs, they were just calling them an idiot.
Yeah.
Well, if you just said somebody's a retard,
and equating retard, special needs to being idiot.
Why did I say retard?
I know,
never weird, said that before.
It's a retarded pronunciation of retard.
It just, well,
Yes, right, Dad.
That's why.
Couldn't it be okay just to say, don't say it that way?
Mm-hmm.
Instead of just saying the word is the end of the world?
Why is Jews bad to say if you're referring to Jewish people? It's always Jewish people, not Jews.
Someone heard me avoiding that term because I got hung up as I was about to say Jews, and I said Jewish people.
Yeah, it's very common.
Somebody wrote me in and said, you can say Jews. I'm Jewish. It's not. We say it all the time.
Well, once again, you say it. I think it depends on context and purpose.
Well, yeah, if you say,
the damn Jews! Or, so long, Jews! And it's not is
not terribly cool.
Not acceptable.
So anyway, you want to try dialing this guy up? You want to open the Hall Financial Hotline?
Yeah, I'm hoping it's him.
Where people are just doing refis.
Like, I already forgot who we're talking about. Is this some Jewish guy or is this a person of color?
This is a handicapped
person. Especially abled. Have you heard of the term food insecure, too?
Food insecure? What's that?
If you don't have enough money for food, you're now food insecure.
Versus,
poor or homeless.
How about hungry or without food?
I know it just seemed like an awfully big phrase. Food insecure. That's a new one. I was unaware of that. But if that makes the food insecure feel better, then okay, cool. But don't expect everybody to hop on board.
I wonder if it's possible by being cynical about all this new talking and the woke comedy and all that. I'm wondering, God, will a 25-year-old ever listen to us, or will they just think we're cretins?
Well, look, how often do you talk about broad brushing a generation or a group of people?
We're looking for Kenny.
Well, I think it's funny. I never thought baby boomers as terrible people, but...
Oh, they're the worst.
I don't consider myself part of a generation either. Like, we're all together.
I do.
You have Carlina Bassett. Please leave your name, phone number, and a detailed message, and I'll get back to you as soon as possible.
Maybe that's his agent.
I'll leave a message.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, Kenneth. This is for Kenneth Conan. It's the Drew and Mike Show in Detroit. We're trying to reach you about the new film you made. Should ring a bell if it's you. Just call the 248 number back. Maybe sometime this time of day to catch somebody. We'd love to talk to you. Congratulations.
Thank you. That's pretty cool, man.
Yeah, I'm happy for him. I'm rooting for anybody who's, you know, that there was that whole Bryan Cranston story about him playing a disabled guy. Mm-hmm. And I have really mixed feelings about that, because absolutely, who doesn't want to see a handicapped guy get a good acting job? But I do understand that the people financing the movie...
It's still acting. You can
hire
whoever you want if they can play the role. This is another number for him?
Yeah.
Gay Star News breaking this story. Kevin Conan.
It doesn't look like this person's name.
Kevin Conana?
Kevin Conana. Cheerleading accident.
Oh, boy.
If he was on top of the pyramid or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, here's a picture of him. He looks like he's happy. And
maybe he's being held up.
He's thrilled that he got this opportunity. So.
Oh, yeah, he's totally pumped. Maybe he'll call us back. Okay.
Welcome to the jungle, Kevin.
Well, Jeff Bezos update.
Oh,
he was cited earlier today.
I could not stop laughing when I saw. I told Brandon, I said, the only reason I printed this story out was just to show that Bezos is in a brand new vest.
He must have gone to some fashion person who said, well, Jeff, due to your height and being so buff right now, vests are the thing. They look great on you.
Really show off those guns full of young blood.
Don't wear that outfit again.
He's really into, you can tell, he thinks he's hot.
Yeah,
he does.
No more hiding. Jeff Bezos, seen in first outing since cheating scandal exposed. He was accepting an aviation award. Is he a pilot?
No.
Well, in the pictures, he's getting
into award-winning his... pilot.
Why is he? What's he getting an aviation award for? Because he wants drones to deliver packages to your house?
Because he has badass private jets too. That's where this picture came from. He's getting onto his private jet.
How do you get an award for having a? That's a.
I want to know what the temperature is there because I don't think he needs that vest.
No one ever needs a vest. It's pointless. If it's that cold where you need to wear a jacket, then wear one with sleeves.
Remember how big down vests were?
Yeah.
I think people thought they were cool wearing down vests.
Yeah, just show off your guns. I need full availability of my arms, shoulders, so in case someone needs me to throw a ball.
My torso gets cold, but my arms have amazing ability to maintain warmth.
I got to protect my internal organs by keeping them warm.
It's so stupid. A down vest is really dumb.
The world's richest man was honored at the 16th annual Living Legends of Aviation Awards, hosted by John Travolta.
Oh, man.
Bald John Travolta.
Yeah,
yeah. Mike
would be losing it right now.
Oh, I know. He'd be happy, though, that there's such a thing that existed.
True. But he'd be pissed about Bezos getting in. He'd be livid.
I'm pissed about Bezos getting in.
I'm not happy
either.
It
doesn't make any sense.
Meanwhile, Lauren Sanchez, his new woman.
Who is a pilot, she's a helicopter pilot, but was not at the 16th annual Living Legends of Aviation Awards.
Who the hell is Eduardo Sanchez?
Brandon sent me a prep on Thursday with a story about two other dudes she's been engaged to. Jeez. With the caption that her team photo is getting a little bigger.
Wow.
Might need a wide-angle lens for this team photo. Not to mention, Brandon figured out the net worth of her entire team photo, and we only know part of her team photo.
We only know the ultra-famous people.
Mm-hmm.
But there's bound to be stray dicks in there that are going to add something to the total.
Somebody get a dick?
Rory Marcus, she was an intern at a TV station when she was starting out. He was the sports guy.
Yeah.
To be the Angels play-by-play guy. She thought that was a big, you know, as an intern.
Yeah, that is big.
Ooh, the sports guy.
That's a good start for her. He'd be the manager in the team photo, though, looking at him.
Yeah. And unfortunately, he passed away, and so there's no net worth for him. But
okay. Mm. And then Henry Simmons, who was on NYPD Blue, also was engaged to her at some point.
And he is black.
He only had a net worth of $2 million.
Okay, but that adds their team photo still picking up value.
And he's famous, so that adds a little bit of cachet, I suppose.
She sure seems to be a climber to me.
Hey, a black guy. Ooh, fun.
And then it was revealed in the same story that when she was engaged to the agent with the $400 million, mm-hmm. that she offered Tony Gonzalez to dump that guy and go back to him.
Really?
That she would dump her
agent,
fiancé.
Go back to Tony Gonzalez?
Go back to Tony G.
Huh.
Well, we know that there was Anthony Miller, and he had a net of a few million dollars, you know, NFL player. Tony Gonzalez, $20 million. And then Derek Fisher, $50
million. Wow.
Whitesell, her husband, current husband, he's anywhere between $300 and $400 million. But now she's doing a huge increase to Bezos.
Wow.
$140 billion.
Yeah, she may have the most wealthy team photo of anybody. As soon as Bezos is in your team photo, I mean, that's the way to make your team photo value
up. She just quickly passed Mackenzie Bezos.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Unless she was banging some other rich guy we don't know about.
Yeah, maybe she had a one-nighter with Bill Gates back in time.
No one has ever had
Steve
a one-nighter
Jobs.
With Bill
Gates. Threesome.
Yeah, threesome with Gates and Jobs. There's a prostitute somewhere who did. And Wozniak was beaten off in the corner because he couldn't start.
Her only threat is if Bill Gates dies, then we know that Mrs. Bill Gates, Melinda Gates, will be parading her team photo everywhere at that point.
Well, don't forget about Buffett, Mrs. Buffett.
Oh, yeah, Mrs. B?
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on with Mrs. B.
She's older. She could have, they've been married forever.
Yeah.
I don't see them.
Yeah, something tells me Mrs. Buffett's team photo isn't getting any bigger.
No, I think it's
unless
one
he dies.
Guy. God, could you
well, the
imagine?
the new wife, right?
What? He has a new wife?
Well, yeah, he was married to Susan for 50 years, and now in 2006.
He traded up?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, in 2006.
Buffett traded up?
He sold high. Bought low.
Yeah, now he's got Astrid.
He sold old and bought young.
Mm-hmm. Wait, where's Buffett's new ass?
So here.
Oh, he could have done better.
Let me see.
So here is his original. This is Susan.
Okay, see ya.
This is Susan right here.
Yeah.
She looks like him.
And they got married in like 52, but they divorced in 2004, and then in 2006 he married Astrid.
Wow.
Ooh, that's a pretty big trade up.
He could have done better though.
Yeah, he could have.
It'd be great to see Warren Buffett with some like 25-year-old piece of ass.
Wait, she's that's Brandon.
Not her. That's not her.
Oh, okay.
That's her.
So the old Mrs. Buffett probably she's probably got a really rich team photo. Who's she been with since?
How come we don't hear? Well,
we have some breaking news.
Severance.
Warren Buffett apparently could not get above 3/8 until his divorce, and he's now reaching a full 5/8. And some reports are declaring there's been a boil over in the last 5 years.
Oh, gross! You know how much time that must take.
Oh, but the new Mrs. Buffett. Has carpal tunnel syndrome. Now we don't know
is that
if
why
that's
she's always
related.
Wearing those wrist guards. Everyone thinks she's a big bowler.
Oh boy, that's boy, a lot of breaking news on the
no
show
idea.
Today.
He traded up.
Yeah, we didn't. We never heard about how much money his original wife got.
Hey, what about Kathy Griffin? Because she was with Wozniak.
She was with Woz?
Yeah, she dated Wozniak for a long time.
Kathy Griffin?
Yeah.
Really, Woz sounds like a cool guy.
He does. Well, the coolest thing about him is the US Festival. He created a concert just for himself.
I never knew these two were together.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I like her even better.
What a concept, though. The net worth of your team photo.
When is Woz going to put on another concert? Isn't he overdue to put on a show?
Yeah.
The Fire Festival would have fired him up. Come on, Woz.
Why do you think he's got a wrist guard in that one photo? He's been beaten off. See him?
Oh, Lordy.
He's beaten off.
Lordy,
that,
Lordy.
That time Gates and Jobs got a prostitute. So I've heard.
Yeah, his net worth is $8 billion, so Kathy.
Ooh. Kathy's up there. She's still not coming near Bezos' new girl.
Only though. $8 billion, though, yeah. He can't compete.
She well, had to have dated someone.
There's three crazy things that I think are going on, and I'm not sure how to really evaluate any of them, but they just, to me, show the insanity of the world today. One of them, which really ends up being kind of funny, is BuzzFeed reports on Friday that the independent counsel has Trump. I think they were suggesting that there were text messages with Michael Cohen telling him to lie to Congress.
Oh, I didn't know they were text messages.
I thought they said that there were text messages. Now, I don't know if that was related to that specifically, but it made it sound as if it's, I mean, cut, print, nailed,
yeah,
that he influenced or told Cohen to lie about his investments in Russia and lie to Congress.
Well, about the timing of the Trump Tower.
Yeah. And Charlie was here.
A really dumb thing to lie about.
Well, it would be a dumb thing to lie about, but everybody was happy to believe it and thought, well, all the Trump haters were happy to believe it and thought, this is it. He is done. And, you know, they were joking about on SNL about all the people who were so disappointed when. And I was surprised that Mueller came out. I guess it was just that big a deal. Came out and said the report was inaccurate. Well, I can't even fathom. I didn't check Twitter for trending, but Twitter, it must have been the biggest trending thing on Twitter, right?
It had to be. When it landed, yeah.
And Charlie was here Friday, and I was trying to talk to him about the government shutdown, and Charlie's like, hey, look, forget about it. Did you see BuzzFeed? And I'm like, well, yeah. And I think he was right, that if BuzzFeed, if that story was true, that really everything else was pretty inconsequential, and it turns out the story isn't real. What to me is interesting about the story was everyone picked it up.
Well, it wasn't real, but they said parts of it were inaccurate, which I don't know what that means.
Well, I got to believe that, I mean, I don't know, but I would think that the independent counsel, if there wasn't something gravely wrong with it, would they have really come out to say something?
No, they don't say anything at all.
No, they don't, and they shouldn't.
But I find it interesting that BuzzFeed News, which is a thing, which is troublesome in and of its own, that they're standing by the story.
Well, I'm not really sure how to take it, but there was a lot of cold water poured in the story.
Oh, big time.
I mean, no doubt about it. Anyway, I thought it was intriguing, if nothing else, that this was so widely reported, because it used to be that if you had a story like this, and I know, yeah, I'm talking about the old days. I don't even know why I'm bringing it up. But when someone reported something like that, it was their story. And a lot of other people wouldn't necessarily just pile on and report it without at least reporting on it mm-hmm. and trying to determine the veracity of it.
Well, and ABC News on their story said, BuzzFeed is reporting, but we have not verified it, which I thought was interesting.
Yeah, I guess that's the best. Thing. That's about the best you can expect nowadays. But that was a bad day for journalism. And
but isn't it worse if they just ignore it because it's someone else's story?
Well, it depends on the story. That story is so big. I don't know how they could have avoided it. Smaller stories, though, would remain the I mean, even local stories that people used to break mm-hmm. would be a Channel 7 story, be a Channel 4 story, be a Channel 2 story. But now a story is everyone's story. And to compete, I guess it has to be. If everybody else is doing it, you got to do it. So there was that.
The problem in the past, too, had been giving the other outlet credit, especially in the sports world.
Yeah, they never wanted to do it.
Remember, ESPN was famous for saying, sources say.
Yeah.
And the source would always be, like, Fox Sports.
And they were always livid that their report was being bandied about. Man. Yeah, it's lame. The figure skater who committed suicide, John Coughlin.
Yeah.
And this is a day after he was suspended by the Skating Association. Funny how skating makes its way into our show.
Uh-huh.
Ever since the days of Tanith. Mm-hmm. Tanith and Ben, the pair skaters. And this guy was a pair skating champion. And he committed suicide a day after he was suspended. And it sounds like, from what I read today, that there was some brutal, brutal activity online, calling him a pervert, calling him the Nasser of skating.
Yeah.
And he could not speak to the suspension. I think he was ordered not to say anything. I'm not sure how this all works in the skating world. But when somebody commits suicide, I always feel like that's kind of like when you run from the police.
An
admission of guilt. That's how I typically take it.
A little more complex than that. But
I think it is. But, remember when OJ took off in the Bronco and they said, that's the way that usually works with the jury.
We know all the other nuances to it. He's guilty.
Well, he was so guilty. Of course he was guilty. It was an admission of guilt.
I just wanted to see Nicole's grave one last time.
And he was supposedly suicidal, which was another admission of guilt. To compare him to the skaters.
Which is why you would bring a mask with you.
Yeah, and a passport and $10,000.
I said no one could see. There was no money in that car. There was no mask. The mask is so no one could see the juice crying. The thing is just somebody that looks like the juice. I wanted to talk to Nicole. I went to a grave to talk to her.
That's why you needed the mask, he said, which is so fucking stupid.
Mike Clark had a brilliant idea, which was to put a microphone at her graves.
You stupid bitch! The kids was in the house! You were blowing Keith! I wish you were still alive so I could kill you again!
But it sounded like the treatment of this guy online was beyond hideous. And I don't know
what did he allegedly do? Do we know?
I don't know.
Is it a Nasser thing? Here we go. We're going to speculate and go down that road.
But a lot of shitty things are being suggested. And he couldn't really answer all these. Friends of his were trying to say, no, no, no. First of all, I think he says he didn't do anything. His friends and family members were speaking out, trying to respond to some of these trolls, because it sounded very trollish.
Was he in a position of power other than his? It sounds
he's a coach.
He was
a coach. Yeah. Yeah, so he was.
What about his Paris partner? Is she okay?
I don't know who his Paris partner is. I'm sure she's very upset. But when you think of Paris skating, there are a lot of young skaters.
Yeah.
I mean, it could. Who knows? Who knows? But I just thing was like, oh God.
They're not going to suspend him for no reason.
I wouldn't think so. And when someone commits suicide too, it could mean maybe it was worse than. Maybe it was really bad. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, but it's just, the whole thing is kind of, there was a lot of speculation going on, put it that way. And then the other story, I'll just throw this in too, because it's all over online. It's a dominating story. Brad Pitt and Charlize Theron. Brad Pitt's nailing Charlize Theron.
Don't
they sound like the perfect couple?
Especially because Angelina Jolie hates her.
I know. That makes it so perfect.
And, oh, man. We need a wellness check on Jolie, by the way, because Maddox moved out.
What? He's only 17, isn't he?
Yeah, I know. She didn't want him to move out until he went to college in Asia. Remember, he's going to Korea for some reason.
But he doesn't have any money. How's he going to support himself?
He's executive producer of a big movie.
Oh, I forgot. That's right. Is this a, this is to me, I immediately saw this as a huge trade-up for Pitt.
Oh, my Charlene, God, by a mile.
She seems like a really cool
she's
chick.
She's the best.
I've heard her interviewed. I thought she was really nice. I like her. She doesn't seem like she's stuck up.
She only has one adopted kid.
Oh, she has one adopted kid? Okay.
India's black. Mm-hmm.
And she's... Oh, is the kid black?
Pretty sure.
Really?
Well, she's from, is that South Africa.
Is that the chic thing to do these days?
At least she's from South Africa.
Adopt a child from another race. Well, I guess it's inclusive.
Who else has? A Bird Box lady. What's her name? What's her name?
Bird Box lady.
What's that? Hey, what's that Bird Box lady's
name? Sandra Bullock.
Bullock, yeah. She has an adopted child who is black.
Yeah, there's a lot of that going on. I mean, it's
not good. Who cares? Good for them.
You want kids to be adopted?
As long as you don't steal them like Madonna.
Madonna, yeah, she's got black kids she adopted.
Yeah, she stole them with a quid pro quo to build a hospital.
She stole them because he looked like he was going to be a good musician.
We digress.
Charlize Theron is 43. How old is Jolie? Is she about? She's about 43 too, isn't she? I think it's the hottest. I think it's a good trade. I really do.
So beautiful.
And Jolie, I mean, yikes. What a nightmare that had to be compared to Theron. Not to mention,
I'm so in love with my brother right now.
I mean, if there's like a March Madness 64 team bracket, Theron would be
one seed.
Got to be a one or two seed at least. Jolie, I think the insanity surrounding her.
But she's kind of a blue blood. People think she's better than what she really is.
I'd make her a 5 seed for the drama.
Oh, yeah, 5. And she'd lose to a 12.
Best. She could, yeah. She could easily be upset.
She's 43 as well, yeah.
Okay, right. So 12-year difference.
Hitting his tiny little dong.
I guess it's okay.
This poor Pitt.
Ooh,
They were introduced to each other by Sean Penn, which seems oddly appropriate.
Well, that was weird, too, because Sean Penn just nailed her.
Yeah. I want her to be your problem now, Brad. Hey, look, I've had her. I've done everything with her. Why don't you give it a shot? Just remember, when you're in her ass, I was too. Less than a year ago. Go ahead, fall in love with her. Done every fucking thing you can do with a woman, but you go ahead and have a good time yourself. I've been there, I've done that, now it's your turn.
Pull the Dennis Hoff.
I just couldn't go the full distance. Maybe you can. Knowing she's great at everything, man. She'll do anything in the sack. We had 3 ways, anal, everything, man. Believe me, she's cool. Good luck.
You should just text him his picture every once in a while.
Isn't that...
I was where you are now.
Yeah, I thought I'd send you a dick pic just to see what she's used to.
And then send a picture of him and play girl.
Is it sort of offensive, too, to have your boy for your ex?
They're
go
friends.
Off to some new...
They're evolved.
Swinging dick?
He's just trying to get rid of her.
I know, but that's not... I don't know.
I feel it kind of seems weird to me. I kind of feel bad for Brad Pitt. Not only is he getting all that from Sean Penn, he's probably getting...
Hey, look, hope you have as much fun as I did.
Now he knows that big dong Justin Theroux is piling into Aniston. Or he was piling into Aniston. He's moved on.
First time, 37 seconds. See if you can beat that.
Wait, who's banging Aniston now? Isn't someone else banging Aniston?
I don't know. I wonder if she's got cancer down there or something. There doesn't seem to be anybody near there.
Mike Douglas.
Sure, no, she scissored with Zeta Jones. I love that scissoring was one of the top porn searches.
Yeah, well, it's pretty hot.
Yeah, absolutely.
Scissor me timbers.
poor Brad.
We did it all, man.
What a torture life Brad Pitt has.
Wasn't he talking to her a 3-way? I'll give you a little advice when you get there.
This is ridiculous. Then finally, of the things I thought were just weird in the just in the news cycle and such, was this thing with the Native American march in Washington. And you've got these kids from Kentucky.
Such a great
who
story.
Have been, I know, it's just
so perfect for today.
They have gone to Washington, D.C. for a pro-life march.
I just want to say, Martin Luther King weekend, too many marches in Washington.
Yeah, there were.
There were three marches that I know of, and probably many more, because there's the Right to Life, there's the Women's March, and there's the Indigenous People's March. Too many marches.
The Women's March was injured by some anti-Semitism, by the way.
They used the word Jews instead of Jewish people.
Well, wasn't there also something involving...
I'm just kidding. I have no idea.
Well, I don't even want to get into it. I know.
But too many marches.
Anyway, these kids, there's got to be a couple hundred of them. They're waiting on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial for a bus? Was that what they're waiting for?
Yeah. There's a lot of bus pickup there.
They were to assemble there waiting to get picked up.
And, you know, when I first saw the story, okay, I'm reading tweets from outraged people about them chanting "Build the Wall" at the indigenous people that were marching and disrespecting this leader, and it just sounded like the worst thing that's ever happened. And I was like, oh, I mean, I tend to sigh at things like that. It just because I'm thinking they're dumb kids.
What good is going to come of it?
Well, yeah, not much, probably. I mean, if there's a teachable moment, I'm kidding. But, you know, they're kids. They're high school kids. They're for a pro-life march. No, those kids really pro-life.
Probably. Yeah. Well, they're Catholic.
I don't know. I really don't like kids in marches. I feel like there's got to be some manipulation there somewhere. But it's a Catholic school, so they're probably very pro-life. They probably are and will be. Mm-hmm. But nonetheless, anyway, they're doing their thing, waiting for the bus. And I read about this. They're chanting "Build the Wall." And there's already a statement from the school saying that these kids are facing all these penalties, including expulsion. Mm-hmm. And there's one kid who is being singled out as, you know, this kid is...
the smirk kid.
Well, he, I was going to say...
jobless for life. No one can ever hire him.
Regardless of what happened, I wouldn't hire that kid because of that fucking smirk. Even if he's in the right.
Well...
it sounds like he might be, but I just don't like that kid's
also,
smirk.
Also, it was also being said that, you know, I can't remember the number it was being used. It was like, you know, 100 kids in MAGA hats chanting "Build the Wall" at Indigenous people. First of all, I'm thinking, why would you be chanting "Build the Wall" at Indigenous?
Yeah,
they were
here
first.
I know, it doesn't make any sense.
It didn't make any sense. But I thought, you know, it sounds like dumb kids
being dumb.
And of course, you know, they should be informed rather forcefully that this is incredibly rude and so on and so forth. So anyway, Brandon got here.
But you know, off the top, the hat is what's going to motivate most people's opinion of it.
Well, okay. To that point, I just looked at a picture and I saw like six red MAGA hats. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know, maybe there's more, but it wasn't like all the kids are wearing MAGA hats. And by the way, it's a hat.
Exactly. Well, no, I understand that.
It says "Make America Great Again."
It incites people, but it is just a hat.
Well, people just have to stop being incited by a hat or by a shirt. You can't, you know, unless it says something a little more specific and horrible. People need to stop
being triggered by anything and everything and realize that people are going to be different than you.
They're also kids. So anyway, Brandon gets here, and I'm just starting to dig into the story. And I'm like, did you say, and Brandon says, yeah, I looked at the whole video. And I think the first thing Brandon said was that he couldn't find the "Build the Wall" chant. Because that was the whole story to me.
Yeah, I did. I mean, don't get me wrong. They've been chanting a whole bunch of things, but I believe that they were the school chants and stuff like that.
No, they sounded like corny school chants is what it sounded like. And I really, after watching it, I didn't see you watched an hour and 20 of it or an hour of it.
There's an hour and 46 minute video. The first, I don't know, 40 minutes or so. It's really not relevant to what happened here because the video comes from, is it the Israelis?
Black Israelis.
Black Israelis. They were kind of the first ones that started to yell at the kids and then the kids were yelling back or something.
They were instigating.
Yes, they were.
They were, I mean, I can't even begin
because
to say,
of the hat.
Yeah, they were mad about the MAGA hats.
Okay, pause for a second. Okay, the hats, whatever. Why not say, first of all, 200 high school kids, why even say anything? I just don't understand
because
why.
Because of the hat. That's why. You know that's why they did.
No, I know that's why.
Oh.
But why? 200 high school kids waiting for a bus.
Why any of it? Why are any of them there? I agree. I'm not going to understand that at all from any side.
So they're yelling at them that their degrees and their houses were given to them because of slavery. They're calling them crackers, young Klansmen. They're telling they're the result of incest. Christ is going to come back and kick your ass and all these things. I mean, they're fucking kids. I mean, isn't it obvious that they're like 16 years old?
Mm-hmm.
They don't look like adults to me. And these are like guys who are 40, 50 years old, and they're just screaming at these kids. And I just thought, this is just why? And they're not really saying much back. I did hear a couple smart-ass remarks, but not much.
Well, yeah, they were taunting that there was like a two or three black kids in the entire like class.
Yeah, they're taunting the black kids.
And they were pretty upset with them for being a part of that group.
They're in the fucking class!
Well,
they go to the school, and the school, I mean, honestly, it's just...
The thing that got me, though, is because I was reading all the headlines that were saying how much these kids were kind of attacking this man. And then when I finally saw the video of, you watch here, of the guy walking right into the crowd. He actually walks right up to the
indigenous
kid.
Person.
Yeah.
He's pounding a drum.
He claims he's trying to break up the yelling between the two.
Well, he's also the one that claims that they chanted build the wall.
Yeah, he is on the news, and that was the first thing they showed in the story, was that him saying they were chanting build a wall.
Yeah.
And he's against a wall.
And it seems like the kids here are kind of cheering along with the drum beats, and they're jumping around, and I didn't see
I don't think the kids know what the fuck is going on. I think they're...
What are they doing?
I think they think they're joining in, to be honest.
Can't they just wait for a bus like normal people?
Well, this guy charges right up with the drum
to
the kid in the MAGA hat, who says nothing.
But he smirked, and then the picture that got sent out, it made it look really bad. The optics were terrible of this thing. Then you had everybody jumping on it, all the news sources.
Either one of them could have diffused it by just leaving. Y'all better not
touch him.
What?
See, it seems like they're kind of chanting along with the Native American.
Well, one kid posted
something today. Of course, all of
them
have their phones out filming it, too.
One kid posted today and said that they thought he was playing they were chanting something from their stupid, corny school chants.
Yeah.
They thought he was drumming to their chants.
As if.
I don't know. I'm just telling you what it says. Now, the kids circle around the guy, and he claims that they're blocking his path.
But
does it look like they're really trying to block this guy?
Well, when you back it up to watch him when he walks into the crowd, he could have just avoided the crowd and walked up
no,
the stairs.
No, absolutely.
And gas stepped in front of us too, huh? I don't know. I kind of watched this thing unfold on Twitter, and it was amazing.
The whole thing is stupid.
So many people jumped out, including celebrities, were pissed about this.
But I feel bad. And at this point, okay, if this man's offended... I'm sorry, but I didn't hear people chanting build a wall. And I watched a lot of this video.
Did
and
you
I'm
hear
like,
about his past, his history?
I did read about it.
Right?
Yeah, he's from
here. Oh, I didn't know he's from Ypsilanti.
He also, there was a situation in Eastern Michigan.
Eastern Michigan students were yelling racial epithets at him.
Allegedly, yeah.
Well, I wondered about that after I did not hear these kids chanting build a wall. But these kids now, they're already pariahs. They're horrible people. They're the worst ever.
Well, that smirk is terrible, regardless if he's innocent.
They should be expulsed from high school. I mean, it's like, how does this go from point A to point B?
Because everybody has to react immediately to everything without knowing any background.
But this is what I keep talking about, is that the news becomes Twitter. Twitter's not news. Twitter is bullshit. Twitter's massive. It's a fucking cesspool.
But this also makes legitimate news because it's good video. I mean, it is good video. You do have this you know, veteran from the Vietnam War, this Native American.
You know what I noticed, though, on the TV coverage?
They're going to love it.
They didn't show the people yelling, crackers, your houses should be taken away because of slavery, or your degrees and houses were given to you because of slavery, and that Christ is going to come back and kick your ass. They didn't use any of that. Isn't that kind of interesting?
Well, is that as good of a video as just this... face off between these two people and what it encompasses, and that people are going to react to it. I understand why they use it.
You know what this looks to me like? It looks very awkward.
Oh, it's incredible.
Like this guy drums up, this indigenous guy comes walking up to this crowd. He starts drumming in this guy's face.
Awkward.
Wouldn't it be great?
I don't think this kid knows what to do. He eventually walks away.
Well, but there is that aspect to it. Why not? Why? I mean, there's other kids that aren't in his face. Why are you the one that's in his face? It's a little weird.
Wait, in the indigenous guy's face?
Yeah.
He's not in his face. Well, he's standing there, isn't he?
He walked up to him, though. But...
Okay, why didn't he leave? Why didn't he move? Would you want, if some guy did that to you, would you stand there and smirk?
I don't think he knew what to do.
Yeah, at the portion when he walks up to him, I think the kids thought that this guy was jamming along to him, and so at first maybe he was just kind of admiring him.
I don't want anybody being a foot from my face, period. I would walk away. Oh, that's just me, though.
I hear you. This...
Well, I have a hard time.
Would have been great if they just made out.
I have a hard time finding.
The headline will be Native American and men and make America great again at make out.
I just didn't think the kid. I don't know why he's being so criticized. He's just standing there. That's where he was standing when the guy walked up to him. He did walk away eventually, but I don't understand what is he doing wrong? He's 16 years old.
Yeah, stupid smart.
Waiting for a bus.
It's amazing.
I don't know.
Is there a recent
some guy drumming in my face? It's weird.
Well, he did walk away. Is there a recent story about this? Like, I'm just curious if this story has morphed or changed at all, or if anybody's even spoken.
No, there was one from one of the dads of the students, which I thought was interesting what he said. You know, their supporters are coming out now, so.
Why should they need supporters, though? There's video of the whole thing. What in the world?
Because, you know, video doesn't mean what it usually means.
But you people think are still you would to think it that it would be reported accurately, somewhat accurately?
When I was there and I was standing there and I seen that group of people in front of me and I seen the angry faces and all of that, I realized I had put myself in a really dangerous situation.
Then leave.
You know, it was like... Here's a group of people who were angry at somebody else, and I put myself in front of that.
Didn't leave.
They didn't look angry at all, though.
I didn't think they looked angry.
I'm the one who's.
I think they looked bemused.
All that wanting to have the freedom to just rip me apart, you know, that was scary.
Did anybody anything to him?
No, that right there is the ultimate point. Nothing happened.
Veteran,
nothing happened.
I know that. Mentality of there's enough of us, we can do this.
What?
I just didn't see that video translated that way. I didn't think that he was in a ton of danger, and plus I saw him walk into the crowd, so I don't know. I was really confused at kind of the way the direction the story went, and then immediately there was people countering it, so now it's just a big mess.
So these kids gonna get kicked out of school and
that's up to the
high school dropouts.
I don't think they will.
No, because they're paying customers. They don't want to lose that money. It's a private school.
I gotta tell you though, but this, the media's things are really strange when you turn on the news and you see a story reported like that, and then
but you know why? You
know it's available.
You know why? Look at the response it got.
Yeah, but it's not real.
Yeah, but they're getting eyeballs.
Well. I thought the media liked to claim that they're reporting things,
you know,
with some degree of accuracy.
Certain aspects of it, but, you know, Good Morning America couldn't give a fuck about that. They want eyeballs. And it works because people like to look at that and talk about it and take sides.
Plus, MAGA hats just set
So
fire.
They're just generating things that aren't there.
People get upset when they see those MAGA hats.
Well... You know what? Wearing a fucking hat. And by the way, they're not all wearing MAGA hats. How many people are wearing MAGA hats?
I didn't know
a good chunk of them.
I didn't know there were white MAGA hats. That's what I learned in it.
Yeah.
Besides there being
Trump wore a white MAGA hat.
Besides there being too many marches.
And there's
You're allowed to wear a MAGA hat. I'm not saying I would wear one, but I'm not ready to punch someone wearing a MAGA hat. Show me the picture again. I sure as hell wouldn't want my kid wearing a MAGA hat. I see 2, 3. God, this fucking, I swear, we're so close to Idiocracy.
Awesome.
If we haven't passed it, I think we've gone beyond Idiocracy. The MAGA hats for sale comes up.
Yep, 25 bucks.
$7 at Walmart?
Walmart?
Why would you get it at Walmart?
Wait,
and then Trump doesn't
Walmart
get the
sells MAGA hats!
And Trump doesn't, of course they do. But then the re-election campaign doesn't get the money.
By the way, breaking news. Steve-O once snorted cocaine mixed with HIV-positive blood.
Yeah. I saw that.
That's a good move.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Why is he snorting blood? Wouldn't that wreck whatever he's snorting?
Cocaine? I don't know. Did he get hot? Did he get AIDS from it?
He everything was known to inject himself with
He's got AIDS.
Offers only blood spatter on the wall. Until we weigh out all those drugs. No residue of cocaine. Until scrape up a pile of cocaine to snort it. But as I had sat down looking at it, there was, of course, blood squirted. You could see, like, the tiny little blood splatter on the residue. That's how desperate and pathetic my addiction was. Oh, whatever.
That smirk.
Whatever.
I mean, if a guy was playing a drum 2 feet from your face, even if you were just standing there and came up playing, would you be smirking like that? Or would you be like, ew, get away from me. Get you and your weird drum away from me.
I haven't seen the dreadful smirk yet.
That picture.
Yeah, the picture.
You just had it up there.
This one. This was the picture that's really been going around.
Isn't he smiling?
Yeah, but people wanted to punch that smirk off his face. Because when this came out without context.
It's a weird smirk. What if that was David Hogg? Yeah. You would want to punch that smirk off his face.
I just think it's a confused kid. I don't think they know what the fuck is going on. Why is this guy pounding a drum in front of
us? I will disagree with you on that. I don't think that's a confused kid right there. You don't make that face if you're confused. Wouldn't you be like, get your weird drum away from me? And wouldn't you
probably
walk away?
He stood there for 2 minutes.
I wouldn't stand there and smile, even if he is in the right, which it sounds like he is. I don't think I would do that. I think he's a little more aware. I think he's a little more aware of the scenario. I don't think he would think it would get blown up this big, or he'd be characterized as that as such.
Well, he should be expulsed, clearly.
Well, I'm not saying that. I don't think many people are, if they know the whole story.
Oh, I'm sure plenty will want them kicked out of school or punished in some way.
Nothing's going to happen to him.
I will see.
You want another? You want another outrage story?
Okay.
A University of Houston professor sent a letter out to some graduate students that are going to be in his class to address their issues of body odor. And his big problem is that, quote, people from India use a lot of spices and Southeast Asian countries use a lot of garlic. And the letter urges students to take showers and use deodorant and mouthwash. And people are bent out of shape because he singled out those two ethnicities.
Well, that was dumb.
Here's the full letter. Welcome to campus.
It's quite pungent.
I would like to mention one sensitive issue that we do need to discuss. The issue has to do with personal hygiene and being considerate to others, which I like this professor for doing this. This note is in no way to offend you and is being sent to all the graduate students. People from different parts of the world have different food habits, and many Americans do enjoy ethnic food. People from India use lots of spices, and people from other Southeast Asian countries use a lot of garlic, which has lots of health benefits.
Smelly, but I love it.
So he's being positive about it. However, there's one problem. The body odor due to consumption of these foods becomes strong.
Thanks.
Also, several of our students do not change their shirts daily. The shirt may not look dirty, but it has absorbed one's body odor after wearing it the whole day.
It's a little too much.
Gross.
Really, does he really need to ask for much more than decent hygiene?
Exactly.
I mean, I think it's a little bit much.
The detail. To make matters worse, Houston is very hot and humid most of the year, and the perspiration from our body adds to the odor problem. Here are some things one can do and must do. Please take a shower every morning, even if you have a quiz or test. Please do not skip taking daily shower. Most Americans shower twice daily, once in the morning and once before going to bed. Do you shower twice daily?
No.
No.
It's a very rarely. Please use deodorant, antiperspirant, or light perfume after taking a shower. Please change your shirt on a daily basis.
Drew?
If you do eat spicy, garlicky food, please use mouthwash. The person having the odor is the last person to know it. However, it's not bearable for someone sitting next to you for an hour and a half or longer. So be considerate of others beginning today. Remember, you are an ambassador of your country.
That's way...
I do not want people to remember you as being the one having bad body odor.
Oh, that's what the smell was? Ugh, that is awful. P.U. I mean, who could possibly like a smell like that? Disgusting smell.
That's way more than any professor should ever say to anyone. Use good hygiene.
Don't
Duh.
Be an asshole and don't smell. Now, one Indian... student agreed with him and said, we're representing our people here. But, you know, of course, other people are very upset and they're triggered.
What's the nationality of the professor?
You know what? Do they even give his name? I don't even see the... They don't even give his name in the story. So I have no idea.
Being Indian, I'm not offended. I know those things smell, right? So being from a different country, we're representing our people here. So we might as well have a good impression on them and not smell bad. Maybe that guy just has a very sensitive nose. And
I don't know. You got to step in at some time, though, right?
What do you mean?
If I don't know, if the entire class stinks, someone has to say something.
I have no problem with this letter whatsoever. I think it's these specifics that he really gets into that it's going to bother people.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what this professor teaches, but why is he an expert on?
I'm just trying to think of the last time I took two showers in one day. I think it was I woke up, took a shower, and then got really sweaty for some reason and took a shower.
Well, yesterday after
I
shoveled.
Out, yeah.
You know, after I shoveled, I didn't want to be all, I was all sweaty. I could not get my snowblower started for the life of me.
You actually had to do it with your hands.
I had to shovel, and I swear, at one point, I slipped. Oh, I need to check out my ring and see if there's video of this. I almost bit it on this piece of ice, and I did the splits to a point where I found a new muscle in my body because it hurt like a motherfucker.
Mm.
There's a new muscle on the inside of my leg that I pulled that I had no idea existed.
Did the snow hinder your travels?
No.
No.
How did you know I was traveling?
I don't know. I just knew that, you know, when the snow hit, some of those roads were pretty bad for a while there.
Yeah, we were driving in it, and it took us a long time to get to where we were going.
We had to go to the vet, and so the...
Oh, yeah, because Bill ate Maddie's little pacifier.
Dude. Bill cost me $250 this week.
This dog's clearly not worth it.
I'm telling you. So, yeah, he got one of the baby's pacifiers, chewed it up, swallowed a whole bunch of it, and then...
He's not a big dog, though.
No, he's 7 pounds, and he was lethargic on, Saturday.
Yeah.
Just wasn't doing anything, just would not move, would not eat, and we took him into the vet, and sure enough, there it is in the x-ray, which is very cheap.
Yeah.
There's a pacifier.
Do you have the picture of the x-ray still?
We have a disc, so I should
really?
Bring it. I should
yeah,
bring it in.
You should post it.
And so they said, you're not out of the water yet. If he doesn't pass this, we got to do surgery. And so I was panicking.
So now you have to sit and wait for your dog to take a dump.
So Bill came home. They gave him a shot of some kind of fluid that kind of got him up and happy. And so he was actually moving around. And he went outside and he took a dump.
Did you ask for one of those shots too?
No, but I couldn't see the pacifier in it, so I didn't know. But he was acting better. And so we dissected the turd.
Oh, what?
We had to find it. We had to make sure he
passed
it.
I would have just assumed.
And sure enough, it passed. There's the big pacifier in his stool.
Pacifier back to Maddie?
No. It used to be pink, and now it's brown. Well, we had to look in the turd to see if it was in there.
Can you just have some faith once in a while that the dog passed the pacifier?
It already cost us $250 more. It was worth going through the turd to figure out, hey, we don't have to spend $3,000 on an operation. So.
Okay, well, that begs the question. The first time, how much of a battle was it to take him in or to not take him in? Was there a debate?
No, because he actually he needed his shots. We were late on one of his appointments. So we needed to get him in anyway, so it was actually...
Oh, okay. Well, then I would have just assumed he passed it.
Yeah, it used to be pink, and now it's brown. But we threw it away.
Ugh.
Yeah. How far are we, Brandon?
135.
Did you see the big Mexico news story, the oil pipeline explosion?
No.
You didn't see the video of that?
No.
Holy shit.
Yeah, it was wild.
Apparently.
How many people dead?
A lot. 73 people are dead, and 74 people were injured. So far, that's the numbers they have. But this is the fascinating thing about it. Did you see the video?
I saw the video, and I also saw that it was started by a bunch of hooligans.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I had no idea that they did this in Mexico, which doesn't seem very safe, but like 43 times a day, they will tap into a gas or oil pipeline to steal gasoline. And so that's what happened here. You mean
people at gas pumps?
No, like a big pipeline coming out of a refinery.
Who taps
into it?
People just steal mass quantities?
Yeah, just people.
Really?
It's like a waterfall or a geyser of gasoline, and they just catch
it.
And they just catch it like in a basin, and that's where they get their gasoline from.
I need to get out.
Ain't got no gas in it.
But wait till you see this video. It's just incredible. This
explosion. Blown away?
73 people dead so far. 74 injured. Because
what?
Once this geyser starts happening, they know they have a finite number of time till they shut the gas off.
Right.
So everybody rushes from the towns nearby to steal free gas.
So how do they all die? Oh, it catches on fire.
It catches on fire. Look how big that is.
Oh, so all rushing in to steal the gas and it catches on fire?
Yeah, and that's why they died.
What, some dude light a cigarette?
Probably.
I mean, the normal procedure is nobody
lights a match, obviously.
See, look at that. Look at that geyser of fire.
There's $3 billion worth of stolen gas a year in Mexico.
This strikes me as a somewhat unsafe activity to start with.
I know, but free gas. What are you going to do?
But if you got to worry about zillions of people running in to grab it, and you have to trust all those people not to
oh, no, that's why you got to. That's why you got to be one of the first ones in and first ones out. Because, you know, when the mob comes, there's going to be dummy. first out. Just, that's the Sean Penn rule.
Most of the people who perished were LIFOs.
Well, the more people that are there, the greater chance one of them is going to do something stupid like light a cigarette. You know, they have video. Maybe I can find it on the news.
Life is tough, man. So these people obviously can't afford gas, so they're trying to steal it.
I want to see if I can find it.
And they lose their lives trying to get a few gallons of free gas?
Yeah.
Now, how do they catch the gas? How do you gather the gas?
I guess you just have a big bucket, and you get covered in gasoline while doing it.
Oh, man. Boy, I am privileged.
Oh, here it is.
Oh, yeah, there's the geyser. That's wow. What I was looking for. Look at that.
Oh, I see. Oh, see, wow.
All the people running in with
that's
their
gasoline.
And this thing is just going to blow.
Well, I don't know if this one does, but dude, it happens. They said it happens like 45 times a day on different pipelines.
I don't see people gathering the gas, though.
You don't see their buckets? They have 5-gallon buckets, and they're just putting it in the geyser. Yeah. That has got to be that's the most flammable thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, what else are you going to do? It's free gas, man.
Oh, I see a guy with a bucket. Okay.
You know, you got a 5-gallon bucket. That's at least.
Why is this filmed sideways?
It's like stealing 10 bucks, Brandon. Are you saying that's high risk, low reward?
I'd rather steal 10 bucks.
Here's that. There it is.
Buy the gas.
Oh, shit. Oh, they're just blowing up. Yeah.
Is there a good video of this?
Yeah, right there. That's,
oh, my God.
That's it igniting.
Whoa. And look at how many people were there stealing gas.
Yeah.
Isn't
that crazy?
Oh, man. That's not cool.
People are running on fire.
Oh, stop, drop, and roll. Stop, drop, and roll, my man.
Oh, jeez.
Why are you running?
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
They're all on fire. Holy shit.
What, oh, my God. Did you see these nuts. Running flames? Oh, Jesus. I might call this the darkest thing I've ever seen on the show. Except for the lady hit by the train.
Just going to say that.
Over and over. This is more people. The 9/11 people jumping off the buildings. That was pretty bad.
Is this Darwinism at its finest, though?
You know, I don't want to make fun of the people because they're just...
Making fun of them, this is dumb.
I know.
This is what it looked like before the explosion.
When you're living under desperate circumstances and 5 gallons of gas means that much to you, it's just...
I suppose.
It's pretty pathetic.
Look at how many people are there, though.
I know, and they're all walking away with gas.
It's like a free giveaway. But it happens all the time down there, apparently.
Wow. Do they catch on fire very often?
I don't think so. I think
I wonder how they avoid that.
I think they turn it off really quick.
But still, when it's on.
Well, first in, first out.
You're counting on a lot of people to come through for you and not do stupid things.
You think if you had the wherewithal to break into the pipeline, if you are the first in, first out, wouldn't you have the wherewithal to steal more than just 5 gallon buckets at a time?
Like, you would
hook another hose up to it and pump it away? I don't know.
So, Rochelle Riley is taking a buyout.
Yeah.
After 19 years at the Free Press. And you know what? I saw her story, and I haven't read her in quite a while because I was just going, why am I reading her? She just makes me mad. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I clicked on it because I thought this must be her goodbye article. And she said, this is not my goodbye article. Yeah. So I'm like, oh, okay.
Sounds like she's phoning it in.
But then she writes about her 15-year-old dog and end up almost crying by the end of the story because she's talking about her. I know. Well, it's about dogs. Soft. My softest place.
I know, but if it was a 15-year-old human.
Well, I wouldn't have cared at all.
Exactly.
No, it's just sad because her dog is not getting around very well. It's 15. She has to carry it up the stairs, which sounded very familiar. And it was the last thing I expected was that I would actually start reading her story with interest. So she did a good job. She got me. She sucked me in.
Zigs and zags.
But she is leaving the paper for something larger, so they say. I don't know what that would be. But,
the buyout? That's what's larger?
No, there's something larger ahead.
I is anybody worried like about all these buyouts and just, you know, everyone bitches about the state of journalism.
Actually, I'd be very worried.
More people bitch about the state of the media than journalism, but there's no money in it anymore. Who would want to be a journalist now? You get shit on and you know, make no money.
It's funny. I hear that all the time. And people I know in radio say that to you, like, don't go into radio. And I remember people telling me that. And so I don't like to tell people that because if you want to do something and you want to be good at it, and you really got a passion, you can find a way.
Nah, don't do it.
I just hate, you know, if somebody really is sincere and they're really good, you can, you know, maybe it's not writing for a newspaper, but you can find a way. People are reading something.
It's a tough job.
It's tough.
You get paid nothing. I don't know why anybody would want to do it.
It's tough. I mean, both industries are tough, and they're getting tougher. And they did not do a very good job of finding a way to move forward. That's
no.
The biggest mistake. But, you know, think of, God, I was reading about how.
How many real local stories are there? Like, are there enough?
You know, there's a lot of stories, but there aren't enough people to cover them anymore, yeah. I don't think. It's just, if you're going to cut or try to buy out the biggest faces.
Mm-hmm.
In the paper. I mean, well, first of all, it seems so obvious they would combine the two papers. Yeah. It just seems so obvious because you could keep the cream of the crop, the writers that everyone, because
there's no need for two.
If you're going to read a newspaper, it's going to come down to personalities. People are going to latch on to whether it's Mitch Albom or Wojo. Mitch, by the way, has a flip phone. If you read today's
what a great column
commentary.
Did he forget that he had one due?
Your cell phone blows.
And just crank this one out on the toilet.
Well, you know what made me laugh in the story was how when he pulls his flip phone out, how much shit he gets.
I know.
Just imagine all these people just, ah, ha, ha.
But he's acting like he's cool now because he has a flip phone because all these other, all these new phones coming out are going to be flip phones, but they're still going to be smartphones.
Yeah, but he still has to punch his four times to get to a certain letter.
Oh, he's not
when he's
texting.
Doing a text message.
I don't believe in texting. I believe in face-to-face conversations.
That's crazy. I think that's irresponsible for a man at his job. He should be able to have email accessible at all times. He should be online with a smartphone in case of breaking news.
I don't believe in being online. I believe in face-to-face conversations.
I break news. I just break news myself. I don't need the internet. I don't need other people to break news. I like to talk on the phone.
I just wanted to phone.
By the way, are people who just want to talk on the phone and not text some of the most people you least want to communicate with?
Yeah, because I want to. What kind of weirdo wants to talk to you?
Is there any group of people you less want to be friends with than people who only want to talk on the phone?
Agreed.
There aren't many left. There aren't many left.
It's exhausting.
Wait, don't hang up.
It is.
Honestly, the information like, you can give to me,
wait.
You can just text.
We're just setting a place to meet. Really?
Megan.
Do we have to talk on the phone for that?
The Megan. Worst is, and I'm very guilty.
It's
going
to take 10 minutes.
The worst are people that leave voice messages because no one listens to them.
I know.
And I do and it
go,
all the time.
I left you a voicemail.
And no one listens to it.
Let me a voicemail.
It.
What?
No one. You can transcribe them now and no one reads them either.
Why do they have voicemail anymore? Wouldn't you have thought that people go, we're not offering voicemail anymore because no one listens to it?
I don't know. But I'm guilty of leaving really long messages. But it's just like leaving a voice text.
A lot of our conversations have started with you asking me, did you get my voicemail? And I just said, what did you say?
No one ever does.
What was it?
No one ever does. But I could text you that. You could just read it.
My phone doesn't even tell me when I have a message, though. So.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know
why. Do you have one of those flip phones like Mitch?
I think I just have a setting turned off.
Charlie does not like texting. He gets fussy. Because what happens, though, with me is we usually get in a fairly long text conversation.
Yeah.
And it does take longer. But I don't think he likes texting. I think he has too much to say.
That's understandable. Well, I get that.
By the way, No BS News had a cool show on. They recorded on Friday,
mm-hmm.
where he talked to somebody covering the El Chapo story for the New York Times.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and there's some really interesting stuff going on there with the mistresses and the wife and the court. It's really pretty wild stuff. And they're doing really well, too. I'm stunned, man. 18 shows are over 500,000 downloads. And with the holidays over, I think they're going to really get cracking. in 2019, and he's talking about doing Facebook Live, which he should have been doing, but, you know, he's so busy. He's really focused. He's really working hard on that show, and they're doing produced pieces, and just I'm really impressed with he has a vision, a vision that I've never had because I can't ever look past tomorrow's show, but he does, and I'm excited about Facebook. I'm making him, well, I don't want to give away his business, but I think they're doing a great job. And I thought this particular show was really interesting. So looking forward to it. I think it downloads. Well, actually, no, it'll be available tomorrow, won't it? Won't it be available today, I mean?
I think today, yeah.
So there. No BS News with Charlie Duff. You can Google either one if you're not getting it downloaded regularly.
And subscribe and all that jazz.
So, Rochelle Riley, bye-bye. Do we know, are the people that they said were being offered pay cuts or buyouts, do we know what they're doing?
No, I haven't even seen any other names but her.
Well, they were mentioning Deadline Detroit did a story on Wojo and Greg Krupa.
Yeah. Oh, is she included in that whole group?
I don't know.
Are they different papers?
You know, I'm not sure.
I thought the Wojo story was just a pay cut. It wasn't that he was leaving.
Well, no, they were saying he could get a buyout or take a pay cut.
Yeah.
I think that's always the option.
Henning is leaving.
Lynn Henning is leaving?
Yeah.
Really? I'm sorry to hear that.
He's Detroit News.
No shit.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how old Greg Krupa is.
I'll be retiring February 1st from the Detroit News. He tweeted.
I just think of some of these people and the fact that they're still writing good things and their names people know, and I'm just wondering, how is this going to work if they're not? And the other thing is, what I was going to mention, I completely spaced out, was I was reading about how the New York Times, Washington Post, the ones that are really covering Trump, the percentage of their coverage of this Trump is just, it's so huge. Mm-hmm. Trump is clicks. Trump is reads. For better or worse, hate, love, people want to write about Trump.
And he doesn't disappoint giving him stuff to write about.
He never disappoints. Yeah. Did you think there was any chance that the offer, by the way,
No?
Mm-mm. Why not?
Why there was no chance that they would
maybe
accept it?
I thought maybe it would move something forward or it would bring a counteroffer.
No, because it's the Waller bust. That's an impasse. Neither side is going to budge.
Well, if he offered something else.
A big one.
Well, he's offering something he just took away not that long ago.
Well, it was something. I just thought maybe it would be a counter offer. There's some, I mean, even if somebody gives a little, you can give a little. It just sounds to me like
not
it's
anymore.
Either the wall or no wall, and nobody's. I mean, honestly, how long can this go on? This is really getting to the point where people are missing paychecks, and that's not cool.
Nope, it's a big pissing match over two big babies.
You know what I hate? I hate. First of all, now we start seeing the stories about the people who are suffering.
Mm-hmm.
The airports are getting, the waits are getting longer. Mm,
that's when so it's people are really going to, that's when it's going to really get loud.
Really getting inconvenienced. Yeah, that will get loud. That might solve it, actually, if TSA just didn't show up for a couple days.
Once everybody else in this country starts getting bothered and their daily lives start getting bothered to where they can recognize it.
But why should that ever happen? And then here's the part.
People are all about them. It's always about you. It's always about you, sweetheart.
Here's the part that I hate. Is when they come to agreement, the government's reopening, yay! Like they did something good.
Yeah.
It's like, fuck you.
There's going to be a declared winner. There's going to be.
Right.
Always. Because it's a game.
I know.
They don't care if it messes with people's livelihoods.
Doesn't seem that way. Did you see Tammy Lahren and Cardi B had a big Twitter battle? Over Cardi B.
Tommy? No, but what was
the... T-A-M-I? Is that Tommy? Tommy? Is that that's a girl, right?
Yeah. Okay. Very attractive lady.
Is she a young...
She's very, very right.
Is she young?
She's on The Blaze. Yeah, she's the one that went off on Colin Kaepernick and everyone loved it.
Okay. I know who she is.
So what was the argument about now?
About Cardi B's Instagram message about the government shutdown?
Yeah.
Let me see.
Which I thought we kind of were like, yeah, it's stupid.
Yeah, I mean, there wasn't a lot to argue about. I don't know why she had to bring Obama into it and all that, but what she was saying, people not getting paid, is bullshit. And I agreed with her. It was kind of a nice moment.
Oh, it's not Tommy? Who is? Okay, it's not who I thought it was. Who? It's somebody else. Tommy Roman?
Well, I thought it was Laren, like L-A-H-R-E-N.
Yeah, that's who I thought you were talking about. Now, who's
Tommy. Yeah, T-O-M-I. I'm sorry. I thought it was T-A-M-I, Tammy. Cardi B had a thing or two to say to conservative commentator Tommy Laren, who criticized the rapper's opinion involving the government shutdown. Looks like I am Cardi B, his latest genius political mind to endorse the Democrats. Ha! Keep it up, guys. MAGA 2020. Laren tweeted on Wednesday.
Is this a stay in your lane thing?
Cardi B clapped back on Sunday morning and said, leave me alone. I will dog walk you.
What?
Stay in your lane,
what does that
bro.
Mean?
I don't know what that... I don't know. What does that mean?
I don't know. Maybe she's going to take her for a walk.
And it didn't stop there. Laren quickly responded to the Bodak Yellow rapper. I'm sure you would. I'm sure you would. Still doesn't make your political rambling any less moronic. Hashtag build that wall. The Boogie Down Bronx native then replied, you're so blinded with racism, you don't even realize the decisions the president you root for is destroying the country you claim to love so much.
Dog walk, by the way, is beating somebody's ass.
You are a perfect example, and no matter how educated or smart you are, you're still a sheep. That's Tommy coming back to her. You're still a sheep. After getting whiff of the commotion, U.S. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez chimed in to defend Cardi. What? Is Twitter?
Why did she have
the
to
dumbest
it?
Place
it's pretty stupid.
Ever?
It's pretty dumb, and yet it's kind of entertaining at times.
Why do people think they can mess with Bronx women without getting roasted? They act as though our borough hasn't been perfecting the clapback game since the Sugar Hill Gang. Y'all just found it on Twitter. Ocasio-Cortez tweeted.
Okay, good. Good for you.
So, that was powerful.
Well, that was fun. I'm sure they changed a lot of... You know, it's very important to have this kind of dialogue.
It is. I'm sure they both moved a lot of people to the other side.
Yeah, I'm sure they both understood that they come from different places and different things mean things to them. This country's just too
big. There's a lot of common ground there. Country's you know, it's hard to sift through it all, but...
It's just too damn big.
Too damn big. This country's
too
damn
big.
Too
damn big, man. No one ever wants to see anybody else's opinion or way of life.
There was R. Kelly news this weekend.
Oh, big news, man.
Big news.
And it's also filed in the slow down department.
I know. It's just so weird. I was thinking about this today. Like, R. Kelly is so, so horrible. I mean, the whole story, and I think we've heard it from enough people that we kind of know what happens here.
Yeah.
He likes grooming 15, 16, 17-year-old girls. He's 52. The two girls the wellness check was on, I think, are 19 and 20, and they've been with him for a few years.
That's normal.
He has a girl who teaches the new girls what he likes. Okay, he likes you to eat pussy with him. And that girl, you know, you're straight. And he says, that's what he likes. And says, that's what you got to do. And then you're going to get it on with him and the other girl.
Don't they have to call him daddy?
Call him daddy. And we're going to put a bucket in the corner. That's where you go to the bathroom.
What?
Unless you can call him and get in touch with him and get make plans daddy. To use the bathroom. If you want food, you got to call him first.
I would have been lost at the bucket. That would have been the end of it.
I know. Wouldn't you
I think
that
I'd like
would,
to back out of this agreement.
I would think people would have washed out of the program so many times over the bucket.
Yeah.
But...
There is no bathroom.
The bucket's got to be the last thing they agree to. Like the sweat. Okay, sweat clothes. Whenever there's a dude around, you wear sweat clothes and look at the wall. I mean, it's just... And these girls are all hot.
I know.
They're all pretty. They all had their ass kissed by dudes. And the guy's fucking 50.
Well, the story now is that Sony has dropped him.
Yeah. They're not, but they still got his back catalog.
Well,
no, that's the part.
Well,
where
let's not get crazy.
Wait a second, you really want to announce that?
Let's not get crazy though. I mean, they still want to make money off of it.
They slow down.
I know it's pretty weak. Pretty weak response. Pretty slow too. Pretty late.
Fucking amazing.
But you know, if it's one more strike against him, in any way, I'll take it.
I know. And Dateline is like slow down, Dateline.
I was surprised to see that was their topic, but then maybe many people don't watch Lifetime.
No, you're right. I was
know about it.
It was okay. If you saw the Lifetime documentary, yeah, it was a lot of repeat. Although they found a new girl who was an intern at Jive Records. And the interesting part in that story was that this girl was 16, And he's all over her, demanding she kiss him and talking about her body and all that. And she's like, look, she really wasn't interested. And he broke her down.
Wow.
And she ends up with him. And she tells her boss, you know, yeah, R. Kelly's my boyfriend or something. And they got mad at her.
Oh, because she's an intern?
They got mad at her. Yeah, like, what the fuck are you doing? Messing around with our artist, I guess. Speaking that was sounded like how it went. And then her, R. Kelly's attorney was on at the end saying, all the girls are liars. Yeah, I know. And I thought, honestly, I thought that guy would get a ton of shit for that. I thought he'd just get hammered. I haven't heard anything about it. Have you? Is anybody?
No. Well, maybe because everyone knows what that's bullshit.
But it's so insulting to see someone on TV, and he's really strident about it. It's like, if you can find Dateline,
a lawyer.
It's like the last 7-8 minutes of Dateline. This guy...
Fuck that shit.
I thought this guy would just get the shit pounded out of him. How dare you fucking say that? And I just wanted to be the interviewer so bad at that point. Really? So if you lie about R. Kelly, he'll give you a lot of money.
Yeah, why?
All you have to do is lie.
Why is nobody challenging an you know, yeah, fine, get the other side of the story. That's great, but challenge him on it.
And why are all the girls teenagers? Why can't? Well, how come there's never anyone
near his age?
Near his age, never.
Within 20 years of his age or 30 years of his age.
And why are there multiple girls? So is he a polygamist? What is he?
Yeah. Well, he just can't find the one.
Ugh.
How far back? How far?
It's about 52 minutes in, I think, is what you'll see the first white guy in the story, probably. Bald white guy. Asshole. Oh, is this guy a dick? I mean, I really want to shoot out the TV.
What a stereotype. Oh, bald white Jewish lawyer. Isn't he Jewish, too?
I don't know. I didn't keep track. There's my man.
It's the same lawyer.
What an ass. What a fucking asshole. How can you defend this guy? I don't even know how a lawyer can do it, honestly.
Oh, he looks at his paycheck.
So he sat down with his attorney, Steve Greenberg, who was ready to fight for his client.
If you're going to make these kinds of accusations, then, you know, let's test them and let's see if they're true. And we're going to find out they're not true.
Thank you, Steve.
Because there's no evidence of them.
Really?
Has R. Kelly ever knowingly had sex with underage girls?
Absolutely not. Not that he is certainly aware of. And not that...
R. Kelly's pause
probably, for a second.
R. Kelly's probably watching going, yeah, hey, why are you lying to them?
Aaliyah, who they started claiming, R. Kelly started claiming that she forged her birth certificate. He didn't know. There's a video of him that I think NBC produced where he's showing someone around his studio. He's 27. And he says, and listen, this girl, she can sing. Aaliyah, she's 14. She's young. So he knows she's 14. So that's a lie right there.
I'm aware of, and not that there's any evidence of.
I'm aware of.
Because it didn't happen.
He disputed the notion that Kelly has exerted unusual control over women.
Some of the allegations that have been talked about a lot are that they would be denied access to their families, to cell phones. They would have to ask permission to eat, permission to use the bathroom.
Yeah.
That this was like almost like a cult.
Okay. So did any of these women ever complain about this at the time? I mean, the allegation is absurd. So you can't go to the bathroom. So what do they do? Pee on themselves? The allegation is ridiculous. I mean, these people are not kept in a house. They're not locked in a cage. They're not kept in a dungeon.
There's a lot of talk in some cases that he would beat them.
Right. So there's no evidence that he ever beat anybody. There's no bruising, scratching. No one ever complained that he beat them?
Yes,
he
hasn't done anything wrong.
Did they fucking complain? What are you talking about?
Accusations is credible.
So is R. Kelly saying that all these women who have come forward, they are all lying?
All of these women are lying. That is absolutely
every one of them.
Every one of them.
Why?
So many women are all saying very similar things. And it's just hard to imagine that they're just all telling these humiliating stories for no reason.
And what about all the women he's been with over the years who don't tell these stories? Which are way, you know, a much larger number of women.
Really?
Well,
who are they?
To come forward.
Who are they?
For some of these women.
Where are they?
It, yeah, it doesn't take a lot for these women to come forward. Look at what they're doing.
Really?
No one came forward when they left. No one came forward when they were no longer his girlfriend. They came forward when people sought them out.
He says the women who shared their stories
numbers,
in the Lifetime series and with Dateline are just looking for one thing.
They went to get their 15 minutes of fame. Their limo ride, their fancy dinner. Now you get a free trip to New York City to be on TV.
You do realize that there are going to be a lot of people, women especially, hearing your words and thinking, ah!
Well, I'm, look,
apparently not.
I deal, and I've told you, I deal with facts, okay? There is no evidence that any of this stuff ever happened.
Greenberg points out there that some of the women we spoke to wrote books about their experiences. And he says some have troubled pasts. He also says he's gathering evidence to attack the credibility of the accusers. But he did not provide details to Dateline. As for Joycelyn Savage...
You're just a woman with a small brain, with a brain a third the size of us. It's science.
He hasn't done anything wrong.
Wow.
Did you see that? I thought this guy would get a lot of shit for this.
Well, I mean, how many people know about it yet?
It's on Dateline Friday night.
Yeah.
I don't know. I thought it was pretty insensitive.
I would hope people could see through that and
They're
go,
all
he's a liar.
Liars. So I'm looking at the catalog charts.
Yeah, how high is he?
Oh, God. Well, okay, let me just, I think, it's just the one, I think. Drake is 50. Bruno Mars, Doo-Wops and Hooligans, 49. Shawn Mendes, Illuminate, 48. Frozen soundtrack, 47. The Essential R. Kelly at 46, which is new. The Very Best of Prince, 45. Fleetwood Mac, Greatest Hits, 44. Greatest Hits, Notorious B.I.G., 43. Troll soundtrack, Abbey Road, 41. Beatles 1, 40. Adele 25, 39. Thriller 38.
The Thriller.
Good Kid, Kendrick Lamar. Sam Smith in Lonely Hour. Panic at the Disco. Boy, Panic at the Disco, they still.
Yeah, well.
A lot of action, man. Yeah. 21, Adele 34. Guns N' Roses, Greatest Hits 33. Dangerous Woman, Ariana Grande 32. Anti, Rihanna 31. The Weeknd 30. Beatles White Album 29. Birds in the Trap. Travis Scott, Blurry Face, 21.
Are you just reading this so you can show how many times the Beatles are showing up?
Clearly. I don't think they show up anymore.
Oh.
Greatest Hits, Chili Peppers. No, I think he's close to the top. Hang on. Greatest Hits, Eagles, Bruno Mars, 24K, Magic, yeah. Brett Young, Essential Michael Jackson. Mike, look at Michael Jackson.
Who was the one before that?
Brett Young. I don't know who that is. I don't know who that you are.
It must be a country artist.
Bob Seger, Greatest Hits is always near the top. 18. Mm. Tupac, Greatest Hits. Halsey, SZA.
SZA.
Essential Billy Joel, 14. X Ed Sheeran, 13. Taylor Swift, 89. 12. Tom Petty, Greatest Hits, 11. Drake at 10. Drake at 9.
Yuck.
The Legend, Best of Bob Marley, 8. Rumors.
That's amazing. That's always up there.
Rumors. Fleetwood Mac. Curtain Call, The Hits, Eminem, 6. Night Visions, Imagine Dragons, 5.
I love Rumors.
5. Very Best of Hall & Oates, 4. Journey's Greatest Hits, 3. Evolve, Imagine Dragons, 2. And 1 is, Queen Greatest Hits. Okay, there's just the one R. Kelly. I thought there was another one.
Still, though, the fact that it's on there is surprising.
I think it's on the Billboard 200 as well.
Thank you.
Well,
the other assistant musician story is, you know, Mariah Carey is suing her assistant. Do you see her former assistant's new claims?
No.
She was peed on at work.
By Mariah Carey?
No, by the her former manager. This girl claims that the manager, Stella, I can't even pronounce the last name, pinned her down and peed on her multiple times. She would also lift up her boobs and place objects like iPhones, remote controls, and other things beneath them. She also claims that Mariah Carey would yell at her to move your fat Armenian ass. That's why she's suing for all the lost wages.
She's got videos. She has videos she made of Mariah Carey doing we don't know what, but apparently
she's trying to sell them.
They're suggesting that she's trying to extort money out of Mariah Carey, who let her go.
Did you see how much this assistant earned?
$327,000.
Yeah. That's insane. I could be Mariah. I'd be Mariah Carey's assistant for that. Put up with her yelling at me and sticking things under my boobs. I don't know if I want to be peed on by her manager. But I guess Mariah is just notorious from getting nude in front of everybody.
Yeah.
So that's the videos are just her nude wandering around.
You know, these stories interest me, you know, just like the Louis C.K. emails that got out, just like the text messages of Bezos that got out. Can you ever have an expectation of privacy?
That's why Mitch likes to have face-to-face conversations.
You would think you would, but sadly, no.
I think somebody releasing
your
text messages, isn't there an expectation that it's for that person and that person only?
Clearly.
I'm just amazed that does anyone ever sue anyone for this? I mean, it doesn't seem like
You know, you can record. In a lot of states, we know, you can record. It's a one-party state. Why is it not that way with texts? It should be a two-party conversation.
A text message, especially.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just, I guess it doesn't really bother people that much because we're so beyond that.
No one cares about privacy. Look how people Instagram everything they do.
Well, they're asking people. They're asking anyone, come look at me. You know what else I'm surprised about? I've seen this on Catfish where they where they start speculating that, maybe it's this guy because, you know, this page, somehow it leads to some person. And at the end, I'm like, wait, it wasn't that person on the page.
I mean, do they give their name or they blur
it out? Show their,
really?
Apparently they're, apparently once you have Facebook out there and you're inviting people to be on your Facebook page, it's available for anyone.
Yeah. Yeah, if it's public.
But they're speculating on someone who's sending, you know, dick pics back and forth, and it might be this guy.
Yeah, but in the end they said it wasn't. In the end they said it wasn't, so everything's cool.
I notice once in a while, though, they do blur faces, so there must be some tiny effort being made. I don't know. It's crazy.
Facebook reminds me, there's a story about Jake Patterson, that lovely man who kidnapped Jamie Kloss.
Oh, yeah.
In Wisconsin.
Now what?
He was a member of all these true crime groups and following the story closely online, constantly Googling her name and suspects, like Jamie Kloss suspects. He was obsessed with it. And the speculation is that he loved the attention that the crime got.
Well, that's why when he was caught and he admitted it right away, I just felt like, just pop this fucking guy off. I don't want to hear about him. And I don't want to hear who his idols are.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that there's a perpetuation there. I mean, obviously, we can't pop him off. I don't want shitty.
I don't think anybody would be sad about it.
I don't know. Sound like one guy would.
Judicial system. That's pretty much.
Judicial system.
Should we call? We have a listener who is the newest millionaire in Michigan.
Oh, sure.
I love the podcast. I first want to thank you for the hard work you do to make this great podcast happen. I want to share the wonderful news I received Sunday from a Michael who left a voicemail telling me I won a $12.5 million check from Golden International.
Wow.
Can you believe it?
What'd she enter?
You left a call back to her. I don't know. Who is Golden International?
I'm apparently a company with a lot of money.
She wants us to negotiate on her behalf.
Congratulations, everybody.
Is this...
She says you have to throw a few hundred thousand to Brandon, too, because I like him. I'm into light kissing when the situation calls for
it. Hey, hot. All right.
Thank you. Is this second?
And he's going to need a new game to play after Red Dead.
I just finished it, by the way.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Done with Red Dead. Fantastic game. I recommend it to everybody. Is this second number a seven or a one?
Oh, that's a seven. Okay. Let me double check.
How much did she win?
12.5 million.
12 million.
How much was it? $3 million?
No.
12 million.
A million.
12 million.
Could they be closed today?
What's the name of this company? No, come on. This company? Not if they're giving out winnings.
It's Golden International.
Golden International. Oh, they have a website. Ooh, cool.
$12.5 million check. I don't think Barbara believes she won.
Well, then we'll take the winnings. And never post this episode.
Sounds like they're closed on a Sunday. Could be legit.
Hmm.
A Golden International. How are you supposed to collect then?
12 million.
This is bullshit.
Total bullshit.
Don't tell me they gave her $12 million to somebody else. This is why you always must answer your phone.
$898 million.
They did have a winner that won that.
International.
Hey, maybe we can try it tomorrow during the work week.
Well, they won't be there tomorrow if they're off today.
I can't believe they're giving away sums of money. They're not available on the weekends. It's total bullshit. All right. Well, maybe we should wrap up then. And I will sing a lullaby. We've got a busy week ahead. Hall Financial Hotline officially closed. Click the link to Hall Financial on the Drew and Mike podcast webpage or call 248-308-5000 or go to drewandmike.hallfg.com if you want to get a refi and save some money. And, of course, we'll be talking football tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And... what else is going on?
See Jimmy Buffett drop the mic after his national anthem.
He dropped the mic?
Yeah, he went like this. Literally.
It was a mic drop?
Yeah.
I'm really tired of mic drops.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Jimmy Buffett did it. So is that jump the shark now?
Did he kill the mic drop?
Do I hear it?
No. Well, I just can't believe it was that good.
Sounds great.
And the home of the brave.
Oh, they killed it, so you can't hear, but he literally threw it.
Performing today's national anthem.
I'm trying to think.
Cool,
there was a mic drop on The Bachelor that was not a mic drop. It was like, pick that mic up. It was lame.
Hey, why is Jimmy Buffett doing the anthem? Is he from New Orleans?
I don't know.
They couldn't find They couldn't find a black artist from New Orleans? That's impossible.
I guess not.
Just hey, walk three blocks away
That's
from
total
the place.
BS.
Yeah.
He's born in Alabama.
Oh, he must be a fan of the Saints. So that's cool.
I don't know. Born in Mississippi, grew up in Alabama.
Good for him.
Well, have a great day, everybody. And we'll see you tomorrow. Like us on Facebook. And rate us on Facebook and iTunes and anywhere else you can. See you.